Blog Talk Radio.
Power to the people, y'all. Oh, man, for God's sake. The mighty Shinites back in the day, man. Did that not hit at the front door? There's some greedy people up there. They're trying to rob you of your money. But for God's sake, can the people get some power? That's what's going to be talked about today, because this is one of those shows. Welcome to the Helios Biblical Hour, the Book of the Sun. I am your host, Dry Bone, and we are going to talk to the remnant in all the 10 regions, and we want this show to be known. It is called A Message to the Remnant, Romans 11:5, and we're going to break this thing down, because what's taking place is phenomenal. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. We couldn't think this up if there was a better script. I mean, unbelievable news all across the regions. Everything going on. I hope to get some special calls in. Please, y'all jump on in. Hitting all the hardcore people. Ray, call in. Kwame, call. Everybody, call. Kim Weston. I hope Aziz listening. Dr. Randy, y'all better listen up. This is about to be a serious. If we do not know what the word remnant means in the alien Bible, you will find out with facts today. Everything we're talking about is already been written. That's so fascinating about this whole scenario. Deception. Deceive the whole world. Only a remnant shall be saved. Now, the word remnant is a six-rooted word in the Hebrew, whatever you want to believe it. Hebrew has a magic connotation to it. One who crosses over. Over to what is the question today we will be asking. Which is the underlying meaning. Now, here's where it gets deep. But all that's going on. There's already been a decree for the percentage of people they want to take out. 40%. Now, that goes along with your 40 days and 40 nights scenario that we're going to kick hard on. See, this book is all numeric. See, that's why I say, brother, the show we had last week, thank everybody for joining. Brother Eddie, everybody who jumped in, I hope Wednesday nights with Antoinette, you get in all the numbers. Because this is a number thing with a word thing, and it's all together. That's what makes it so fascinating. But they got a 40%. They even got the patents on everything. And we're going to get into all that today. All that you're seeing in Washington, D.C. is a facade, totally made up. Them going to D.C., the Texan people going to D.C. in a private plane with no mask on, with beer. That's all photo op to keep you talking. Why? They're working day and night, like Michael Jackson said. They got you working day and night for what they're about to pull off, if you remain ignorant. But a remnant is for sure. In that word, I'm going to put the whole thing in context. See, the vaccination, this is what it said. The vaccines of a nation is about to be purified in this new concoction that they have created without nobody able to sue anybody. This is legal. Now, there are the legalities out of this. There is no mandate that can actually work at this present point in time. So if your state tells you these things, there's laws that they must, first of all, it has never been FDA approved. That right there is your escape clause. There's no approval at all from the FDA. So obviously, they're going into some hardcore stuff. But they need the people to be thinking a certain way to pull this off. And this is thought. Thought to Hootie. This is thought. And this is not what you think it is. These people who claim to be worshiping Kemet don't even know you worshiping Saturn too. You worshiping Saturn too. You will find that out today. If you think you worshiping Kemet without worshiping Saturn, you need to sit your ass down and get out the game right now. Get out the game right now. And you lying to everybody on this radio program if you do not know Kemet is connected to Saturn. We'll find that out today if that's a fact. We're going to find out. Now, while these people worshiping something totally bizarre to most called human beings, whole different ballgame. They told you in the Georgia Guidestones that they had the equation. They put them in seven granite pillars. This is all over the whole earth. This ain't just talking about America. And you will find out today people are already fighting in other countries. You don't see it on the controlled news, only controlled by 10% of these people that you claim you believe in, because you really believe it. Because most people, I can do a survey, they'll believe everything. Everything else said become regurgitation from the news, regurgitation from what they've seen on the controlled news. But here it gets deep, everybody. See, while you thinking about that shot, now they think about the meaning of why they want to do. The word remnant means what is left. These are the real words. Also, it has six meanings now. What is left, what remains, survivors, escapees, the rest. Like the rest. These are the only people left. These are the rest. Now the elite has become the true owner of all humanity through you and all of us participating in the new world grid that they're going to bring everybody into taxation with. That's the reason for you won't escape taxes when you get VAT for the sins of the nation. Now, they already warned you. How many times do they have to do it? It's unbelievable to me. This is why you know there is a heavy-duty spell if even the people who call themselves the conscious is actually walking around punch drunk. Region has been lied to. They told us on the news the other day, only Texas and Florida were free and Nebraska. So what is that telling us is, interesting. They have already decreed free state territories. Now, they know that these governors are under the auspices of the globalists. Now, this is what they're trying to tell you. The magic word is sustainability. Sustainability is a magic word. Now, they're going to say that they're doing this for humanity, claiming this will be for our well-being. Well-being. But look what that means. And then they would claim that this insane plan is the only way to sustain life on Earth. This agenda is unbelievably put together with multifaceted nations and faces of all colors. If you are stuck on the white color here in the Western world, you are truly deceived as well. And the Europeans, if you don't think they coming after you, just watch your news. Just over the border of America is Canada, British Columbia, the House of Windsor. These people are already under strict COVID. Talk about vaccination. They knew they were going to use this vax for the nation to bring in this so-called remnant class. See, because they know people ain't going to go along with this. They know. It's a percentage. All they want is 40%. What's going to happen to the 40%? They will erase the 40% from humanity to make room for naturally they have no use for the 40%. They'll be walking around doing nothing, becoming cyborgs. May sound fascinating because, see, they want you to be living from the internet. Your brain and everything in the next 4 to 5 years, the class that they need would be the children. That's why they got you watching about the school system that's already been sold out. Already. Anybody who knows the school system is already deceived if you believe they're looking for the best interest of your offsprings. Got to be joking me. You know they ain't doing it because the population proves that the kids ain't learning shit but how to be cyborgs. This is in their own words. I'm bringing it to you with the facts. Prove me wrong today if you can. Then it goes on to say that we'll give all the 40% of jobs away to AI, starting with AI, 40% of jobs. By the time these elections come up, 40% of you will be totally not needed. Think about that one. And cyborgs might be sounding pretty good to some of you because, you know, hey, y'all want superpowers. See, that's why I asked you a long time ago, would you be willing to take Neuralink to enhance your brains to be able to do things that you cannot do now if given the opportunity in their ripe age. And even now, young people are alternating their bodies. We females, for the first time in their 20s and 30s, are going to get booties and titties in these countries. And you think they ain't preparing that for that? We got Nicki Minaj, all of them. Look at these chicks before they became looking like they look. Lil' Kim looked like a goddamn cyborg from Cyclops. A Cyclops. Look at her face compared to how she looked when she was pretty. They already preparing you. And the people who you all love, these celebrities who are going to propose you to take this vax for the nation, think about what they in. They play the movies for you, don't they? They mentally program humanity, who has already been happening for decades, through the movies like The Terminator, RoboCop, Iron Man, you name it. These messages are always that they're symbolics between man and machine that results in a superhuman. Now, the superhuman concept is so simple, but we used to say Superman. So you know what I'm talking about. But right now, before I set this stage on fire with some serious hydraulic gasoline, those of you who are in the 60s, because they're using the same shit. They got Madea, a chick from Texas. You see this chick from Texas? Chick from Texas got to be Tyler Perry. I ain't making this up. If you look at the Congress lady from Texas, that is Madea. Now, you know they put that on purpose. But when they got Madea the other day, they said, Madea, you've been around since the 60s. And Madea said, yeah. Have you ever needed ID for anything? Everything she asked, you need ID to get on? Did you have ID to get into this Capitol building? She said, yeah. So they playing you into believing that voting does not need ID. Now, you got to be a moron to think you got to go show your ID at the job to get in the gate, your ID at the airport to get on the plane, but you don't need an ID for the most important thing they claim to democracy, which is voting. Now, and black folks, you got to be the most, you got to be cloned already. There's nothing to say, but you've been cloned already. Anybody who can watch this as a black person, even watching what's going on in these black nations, and explain to me how y'all want to go to these nations but ain't got no planned out format for us to go. Y'all need to shut the F up right now. If you ain't got no plan in 2021 to get a bunch of people to a safe haven, because see, the word remnant means remaining, what's left, survivor, escapee, and the rest. Now, which one of y'all going to be? It's going to be today's question. For those of you who've been in your 60s, I'm going to tell you right now, what you're about to listen to before we start this show off is something that's in the 60s, before the 60s. Are you old right now? You have nobody to blame for why this shit is happening. Because you watched it under your watch. You was young. Many of you, I hope all y'all listening, y'all are probably 70 now, and y'all going to tell me that y'all didn't know that blacks were communists, to have no idea that we were communists. I mean real communists. Wanted to tear the shit up, but actually ran for presidents, vice presidents back in the day. They don't tell you this stuff because they don't want you to figure this out, that this is a plot. This is a plot by the oldest game, oldest agenda in the book called population control. Nothing new under the sun on this program. So we're going to start it off. Are you in your 65 to 75 and 80s? You in your 80s. Here's a woman. Always be a woman sometimes. It's amazing, ain't it? Who told everything, just like Manly P. Johnson told you, and common sense. Manly P. Johnson mysteriously ran off the road one night after giving a hell of a speech. This woman here told all of our grandparents on radio everything. She was well recognized, even in the black community. Yet, no one wants to talk about this woman. Her name is Bella Dobbs. She gives this, after this scenario, and while you're listening to this, just put in the pandemic and the COVID. Just put in place in your mind what she's saying to what you're going through today. Black Lives Matter. all these groups, Free the Borders, come on in. They got COVID at the border, but you got to wear a mask now. That's to control the real population. And they even said that people over here who claiming to be from another country, you're not stateless. You got a country to go to. So all you who got dual citizenship, you got to watch who they are. All you who wearing, taking flags, claiming to be loving America, I'm going to show you how hypocritical that is, but you got that flag. That means you really want to go to that country. Now, it's going to be a time when you're going to go to that country and you ain't going to be able to leave this one. You've been warned. This is a message to the remnant, Romans 11:5.
During those years when I was a communist, unfortunately, I was the kind of person who was moved and impelled into the communist movement because I believed that they were interested in improving conditions of the working class. Having been a Christian, I had the residue of the Christian desire to improve conditions to help my fellow man. But I had lost the key as to how you do it, because there's a right way of doing it and a wrong way of doing it. And what the communists are doing all over the world today is they are appealing Christian consciences to the conscience of those who are believing in spiritual life. They're appealing to those consciences, and then they're pointing out the evils which exist and say, look, it's because of Christianity, it's because of the spiritual life that these things exist. What you need is a scientific approach towards this, and we'll give it to you. In other words, they besmirch those things which make us strong. And so in 1932, when I became a communist, I could see only the evils which existed. I saw the lines of people who were poor. I saw the lines of people who were on the red lines because of the Depression. I lived through the Depression. I was a young woman through the Depression. My heart was big. My head, unfortunately, was not well trained. And I failed to understand the evils which I was associating myself with. There are two phases of life the communists overtake over. One is the control over money. And two is the control over words, language. They are fast taking over all of the nice words, all the nice language of the Christian world. And they are taking them to themselves and giving them new connotations. So that when they talk to the world, they are saying one thing, which is understood by their followers. But to our ears, it sounds like the things which we should be saying. In 1944, there was a national convention of the Communist Party, which I was elected to the National Committee openly in Madison Square Garden. During that convention, there were many people who came from all over the United States. One of the social events that I attended was a dinner given by Alexander Trachtenberg, who is an old socialist, graduate of Yale, an engineer. He's head of the publishing firm for the Communists. Alexander Trachtenberg wined and dined the elite intellectuals from the party that night. Whom did we have there? We had men and women who were members of the state legislature. We had over 100 men and women who were members of the state legislature from Washington down to New York. They were not elected on the Communist Party ticket. They were elected on the Republican ticket, the Democratic ticket, the former Labor ticket, the Labor Party ticket. In other words, they were elected under other tickets, but they were camouflaged communists. We had professors there. And we had economists there. And in the evening, Trachtenberg rose and made a little speech. And this is one of the bits of wisdom which I want to pass on to you, because it is important, you know it, but I want to print it for you. He said, when we get ready to take United States, we will not take her under the label of communism. We will not take her under the label of socialism. These labels are unpleasant to the American people and have been steered too much. We will take the United States under labels which we have made very lovable. We will take it under liberalism, under progressivism, under democracy. But take it we will. I pass it on to you not because I wish to smear the words liberalism or progressivism or democracy. These words are fine words in themselves if you know what the meaning is. But they use the meaning to cover the Marxist approach to life. And it's under those labels that you must worry. You must worry when you're being sold a bill of goods. We tend to accept labels and to give them the meaning that we want to give them. The word peace, as given by the communists, means the victory of socialism. I've explained to you the communist conspiracy, which falls under many different labels. When I joined the communist party, I thought that the movement was a monolithic thing. You know, the district committee, the local committee, the county committee, the state committee, the national committee. I thought that was it. But I had to learn the hard way that the communist movement and the conspiracy operate through many different organizations with different labels. That since the communist theory of getting what it wants is through conflict, creating conflict, they will very often create an organization for the purpose of engendering conflict. If no conflict exists, they will engender the conflict and engender it at a certain position which drags the whole public opinion to the left in the direction of communism. And so, when I was in the teachers' union, we had communists, we had socialists, we had all kinds of little splinter groups. And I thought they were fighting each other. Sometimes they would fight each other, sometimes they would amalgamate. And I thought they were genuinely separate movements. Suddenly, when I began to come to the end of my days in the party, I realized that these separate movements were all pulled by strings from one center. They were pulled from one center when they wanted to create the conflict and the confusion. They never create the conflict and confusion the way all run the right, but they will create a right in order to have the left opposed to it so they can drag people in the direction of the left. They control both sides, but they will say to you, we're against fascism, we're against fascism. We are communists, but we're against fascism. So the idea is that you're going to move right into their arms. They give you false alternatives. When I joined the Communist Party, now here's another thing that you must remember. There are a lot of people who say, well, did you have a card? Now they think the card is the important thing. My dear friends, you better stop thinking that way. The person acts like a duck and talks like a duck and quacks like a duck, and he is a duck. Don't look for his party card. And so with me, I didn't get a party card. The reason for it, I was too valuable a person for the Communist Party. I was a professor, one of the universities. I could move among teachers. I could move among parents. I can say honestly, well, I'm not a member of the Communist Party. However, I met with the Communist leaders. I took directions from them. I gave reports to them and was given instructions to how to continue.
That is Belladov. I'm going to take these calls from all of you across the region. That's Belladov. Just put in context what she said. They create conflict. They create division. They create a situation. Now, it could be used to say everything, but both sides may be promoting this communism scenario. They was on both sides of the table. So they both know they have to show a false conflict. They got you believing and us believing right now that they fighting COVID. What they actually are fighting is Bitcoin. They're fighting cryptocurrency for the rulership of the virtual reality that they plan to have us all in. Let's start this program. We about to get hot. 8554, welcome to the Helios.
What's going on? Hey, thank you for giving me the mic first. Hey, I'm not a math magician, but hey, problem plus reaction plus solution equals confusion. With that being said, you mentioned the statement well-being. Well-being comes up to the number 33. You mentioned the Medea. That's a 12. That's a 3. Grace, which is one of the words that's in Romans 11:5. That's a 21. That's also a 3. And you also mentioned the word remnant. Guess what? That's another 21. That's another 3. Mm-hmm. Israelite, which is also mentioned in that whole chapter. That's a 5. Now, when we're talking about Israelite, we're talking about conscience. Let me give you an example. Now, going back to 11:5, when it's talking about to the election of grace, grace is the metaphysical meaning of grace is goodwill, favor, disposition to show mercy, and from God in the process of regeneration. By grace have we been saved. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ, John 1:17. That is, the real saving, redeeming, transforming power came to man through the work that Jesus did in establishing for the race a new and higher consciousness in the earth. We can enter into consciousness by faith in him by means of the inner spirit of the law that he taught and practiced.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's what I say to people who say, okay, there was a code of conduct, obviously, that he represent, whether he physical, metaphysical, however you want to call it, y'all want to call it, it still,
right.
It still represents a duality of oneself. That's why Jesus, and Jesus' real name is not Jesus, you can say Yahshua or Emmanuel, the ELs. We will get into that. That's Saturn. Jesus was a Saturn worshiper as well. That's why his name is
And Saturn comes up to the number 8, by the way.
Yeah, Emmanuel. Yeah, 8 is a very, yeah. That's why I say it's going to be deep. Now, let me ask you about this woman. She's Bella Dobbs, 1932, 1933, they did the whole income tax change into the so-called ownership. That's well documented. Okay, now, here it is. The civil rights movement is infused at the time of this so-called communist plot. The infusion of the NAACP, all these groups, actually became more agitating forces. So are we saying that basically this communism thing and this other addiction, socialism and liberalism and then conservatism, it's like a manifestation of a thought pattern that we at war with, because many people claim they ain't, especially black folk, say they are conservative, but you don't follow a conservative regimen. And that's why I brought
this
to the church.
Well, see, here's the thing. You kind of just answered the question. Okay, when you look up the word labels, I think I heard her mention a couple word labels in there. It comes to a 9.
Labels.
It's like the
labels.
Dangerous thing, what we're doing now is attaching ourselves with these groups and these labels that don't have any power. And you going outside yourself, in other words, attaching you to these different entities which have no power. It can actually do the reverse and drain your power.
Well, let's just
artificial intelligence.
Do they have power?
Yes, sir.
So they got some power. Obviously, if they're able to manipulate at this case. Now, do we have a counteraction?
No, can't argue that. Right.
I say yes. We do have a counteraction, because there ever a solution, there is a reaction. So the reaction that they are banking on, everybody, listen to that word, banking on, is that you fulfill their backs for the sins of the nation. You like the Azazel right now, everybody in America, on the 10 reasons. You the sacrificial goat right now. Anybody who would take anything in their body that is foreign and never been tested on human beings, you must ask yourself, are we a sacrificial lamb for a global occult so big, everybody, that every nation on the earth is involved?
And it's based on fear. The word fear comes up to number 8 again, and you mentioned the word sustainability, the ability to sustain, 11.
Right. Now, think about what you're saying. Now, we put it, these are thought pattern words to keep us. I said the magic word. This didn't even come out of my publication. This came out. I just grabbed publication for all y'all that says everything we see that was sent to me this week. And it's so much. I'm looking for all y'all to bring up some topics that we was discussing. The global, I told you, cryptocurrency is part of the Bible. They got one of the biggest crypto. I'm going to tell you the name of it. It's called Afrocrypt. They even talking about Gaddafi's son coming back into Libya. This is about to be a holy war of Armageddon fulfillment. And those who are left will be called the remnant. Let's go 5192. We about to get deep today. Y'all better keep 5192.
Hey. Can you hear me, brother? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Man, look at here, my brother. Glad to be here today. Blessings to everybody on the mic. Ears, listen up. Facts always matter. And the isms, man, I always talk about isms. If you study the ism and know what an ism is, it's a thought. It's different variations. It's like the tentacles of Tepes. And remember when we had the picture of the Sephiroth with all those different factions and the cults within that Sephiroth? But we remember we were trying to make a copy of it and blow it up, but you can never blow it up. But if you put the magnifying glass on all of it and you see the different cults and different things and phases that we've gone through, and then as we look back at the movements from Noble Drew and even further back to even the ancient cults of my main man, the one who Aten, you know, even back to Aten, you know, all of them evolved out of that, and they were isms. And what we're seeing is the isms of the future, you know what I mean? But when we talk, the lady, she said it's both sides. Both sides telling on one another. Both sides have been using it for the longest in the divide and conquer of both sides. And when we look back at those factions, going back to what disciples and all those and the Crips and everything, what they stood for, community relations and investments, whatever programs, those were different forms of the isms, but they were a part of a greater change. And every change was controlled now, because when they started doing good for the neighborhood, even in when we could take, for example, Haiti, when he started, and Duvalier and everybody else, when they start to do good for the neighborhood, it's time to go. So this thing is bigger than us. But when we look at both sides of the wing, you understand, especially when the president of Haiti got knocked off, God forbid life, they were saying, you're doing too much now. You got to get back in line or pay the price. And yeah, it's time to, and you, and you know, it's whoever did the first crime was first to go. United States was the first to condemn France, blah, blah, blah.
Right, but hold on. Let's go with that premise. I'm glad you brought that up. Now, I want y'all to know that you see the Olympics, very, very Masonically induced occult world. Right now, you see Jill Biden was right behind it, behind France when they got beat. It was all orchestrated when you think about it, because look at France. France is heading, the whole French country, everybody, just go to France. They're fighting right now. They're rioting as we speak. You don't watch their news, obviously. You watching fake news so much, the world news is beyond your comprehension. So right now, not for all y'all, I'm just saying, but it's beyond the comprehension world, because if you see what's going on in these countries, what you just said with France and Haiti, that's a heavy connection. Don't let nobody fool you. Haitians are heavily connected to France, more so than America. And they will be more loyal, through the facts that I see, to France. Now, tell me about what you think about France, because we watching France in every aspect. They are the Grand Orient. We all told y'all this.
Well, United States had a, remember the debt that United States owed France and others for the blockade that gave them more time to
right,
figure this thing out and rebound. So
and Russia,
the debt, was the debt ever paid? They owe.
They owe Russia.
And
the St. Louis Seaway. The St. Louis Seaway was blocked by the Russians. So the British couldn't come in. And so we have a international piracy war on America. Now, I want y'all to realize what you just said. What's your take on when it's done? This lady, Bella Dobbs, is in the 30s. She went all the way through the 60s. Then she, you know, she's in the past. Look her up. She wrote a book about this called The School of Evil. I mean, I happened to get the excerpts the other day, and it's unbelievable that she would explain this to us and our grandparents and some of our parents, that they could not see which party. And here's the key, everybody. I don't care what you think about what your affiliation is, but it's two brain cells here. It's a left and right. Ain't no lukewarm no more. Ain't no middle no more. The middle class is being destroyed. That's why the Bible says The alien Bible says, I will spew, ain't no lukewarm. I will spew you from my mouth.
Hey, but dry bones.
No, Joe.
Dry bones. But remember, even going back to when your boy did the takeover, Constantine, that was the main point when they was debating. Is he one and the same, or is he an alien outsourced? And Constantine did the takeover, and this is what we're seeing now. Two factions, with the same goal, because Dracos is still going to be in the midst. Dracos ain't leaving, and that's Latin, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Black nobility. I always say the black nobility is still
the black nobility. The black nobility. Now, we're doing this because we want y'all to stop being dumb to believe that our politics is using, they're using race because race creates conflict. But yet, you got more of our celebrities with multiracial, counterparts. So we got to look at all that. Let me get some more callers. Keep that thought. Y'all know the game here. We'll keep you in the queue. We don't have no problem with that. If you got to make noise, just mute yourself. Give everybody an opportunity to be heard. We're going to be heard because it is now a message to the remnant. 9927, you on the air.
Yes. Yes. Greetings, everyone. Oh, sunrise. So, yeah. So, we're part of this massive invasion, fully operational, the final, and at the beginning of a takeover of planet Earth, period. That's just it. That's it, period. They just took it over. Remember, they're not from here. Remember, it was told that they were not from here. Remember, they've been here mining the crap out of the planet. If we're offsprings of them, or if we're not, they're mining the crap out of our planet, period. They're still doing it. It hasn't stopped. Okay? Cryptocurrency. That is a virtual mining, mining so that they would empower the planet with this new currency. And, of course, old school, the old witches and warlocks, they want part of it. They want it because that means their power is getting cut off. But anyway, they are a part of it because fiat money controls Bitcoin, and Bitcoin controls cryptocurrency. Just remember that. So it's all together. It's not no separate thing. All of this was created for a reason. You got the monopoly money that controls the game money, the virtual game money. If you play video games, we always have virtual game money. So you got the fiat money that's going to control the virtual game money. But the thing with the virtual control money, you got avenues. People can branch off and create their own money, their own coins, their own tokens, and then people can go and purchase those with the fiat money. But the fiat money is changing into virtual money, so you take your USD dollars and go ahead and purchase your cryptocurrency, any tokens you want to do, and create your wallet and put your money in there so that you can have an establishment. And this is yours, what you own, and you manage, and you pay the taxes on. So this is how this whole scenario is being broken down right now. Still have control. You will have some type of financial, as they would say, freedom, but actually you're not, because you're going to be paying taxes out your a-hole, just like you've been doing. Like we still doing today. Taxes, man,
mm-hmm.
bills, ain't nothing. It's just going to upgrade. It's going to be something upgrade because we're getting into that AI, situation where everything is going to be taken over by the artificial intelligence. And that 40%, like you said, ain't nobody going to need nobody in a minute. So basically, this is an invasion. This is a takeover. This is a reset for the old dogs to come into the new, with the new tech. Just like if anybody watched American Gods, they told everything in that story. They told everything about their children and new gods, the old gods. The old gods mad because the new gods are taking over, and they don't want the new gods to take over, but they don't want to join in. The new gods want them to join in with their, you know, takeover, because this is what they want.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep going.
Somebody on the board. Okay.
Just keep going.
So this
don't
is
worry.
What
just
they
keep,
want.
Just...
They're taking over. This is a complete takeover, and these invaders always been here, and they're teaching our children, because they want our children. They're teaching our children how to invade, how to want to go to different planets and invade. And then they're lying, of course, that's all they do anyway, 24/7, about owning planets and stars and asteroids, comets. I'm like, really? I mean, we've even got that. We are far gone that dumb that you believe that you can own. You actually had conversation with other beings stating that it's okay for you to buy their planet. Okay, so that means something.
Yeah,
totally
yeah. I'm glad you said that, because think about
totally
it.
Wrong with us mentally.
Right. Now, what's your take on that?
And the phrase takeover equals 33 also.
Yeah. But what's the take on what the lady said when she said that the whole thing is to create conflict to bring
conflict.
I hope y'all heard it. She was with the teachers union. She was with the teachers union. Everybody, did y'all hear what she said? Well, I was in the teachers union. I want y'all to look at the people who run the teachers union in America. Y'all tell me if y'all ever looked up who's running this. Go ahead.
Yeah. Programming system, education.
Mm-hmm.
That's our programming system. That's where we. Mm-hmm. That's where we indoctrinate all the little children. That's where we steal them. That's where they steal them from the parents by telling the parents, you have to go out and work. You have to go out and work. So now that you're out working to take care of your home that you have to purchase, then you have to purchase you a vehicle so that you can get back and forth and to go to work. So therefore now we have indoctrinated you into becoming a real citizen of what? A real life. You're now officially not a savage anymore. So now you took the education of living naturally on the planet, organically on the planet, to becoming savages. Now you, and then you become a citizen, civilized, and now you then went from civilized to wanting to go back to being organic, natural. A savage.
Now, being organic. Let me ask you this. I'm gonna get to the next caller. 3364. You coming in there? Being organic, we mean agriculture. Now, if we watching people who has this agenda of control, which is now to be known with facts, Bill Gates. Now, for us as a people to watch Bill Gates,
who is not a doctor. Who was not a doctor.
Who? Who's not a doctor?
The governor of Illinois just passed a bill the other day, which was several bills to make it legal now to grow a farm and crops on your private property. Why would
now,
he do that?
Yeah. Now, I'm thinking to myself, good one there. I think I've seen him. We just did something in the below about with farming. Now, I'm just going to say this. I can't tell you what time it's gonna happen, but I will tell you this. Her phone call. I gotta call y'all. Okay, I'm gonna call y'all because y'all. If y'all start to drop, I will call you back in. Just hold tight. Give me time to get your numbers so I can see. Cause
wow, the call's dropping already.
Yeah, she dropped now. And she, I know she's gonna call back to say she want. Okay, 992. Okay, now. Let's just say this. If the farming is what's important, and we love organic, the area that y'all should be thinking about where you are getting your food at today in these grocery stores or wherever you're getting them from, except if it's not local. If it ain't local, you know, but most people now are using local farmers, especially here in Florida. We're an agricultural state. So I don't know what part of you are you in your own region, but you are in an urban, agricultural, urban, whatever. But whatever you in, this food thing is becoming very paramount. They can make chicken go up. They can make beef, fish, everything. Right now they're talking about
they done made chicken wings disappear.
Yeah. Now Rick Ross kicking thighs. Because again, I want y'all to know, y'all better look at your celebrities who are rising at this time. Are they promoting the vax sins of the nation as a scapegoat? Y'all better look that up, what the Azazel mean. So she back, thank you. I got you back in the queue. I'll bring back you. Let me go to 3364. You on the air next. 3364.
Yes, sir. Peace and blessing, man.
Peace well.
Hey, yes, sir. The word you looking for when they say people are UTZ obsolete. Remember that thing on Twilight Zone where they was making people obsolete?
Obsolete, right.
But it's a good time to be alive, man, to see all this bullshit going down.
I'm loving it.
You
I'm loving
be strong
it.
And ride alive.
I'm loving
I'm
it.
I'm loving it too, man.
Yeah, I'm loving this shit. Because it makes me know that you know that I'm not alone. Thank you so much.
That's right.
But go ahead. Now, you've been sending some very provocative stuff about what's going on. Look what's going on in your area. The CDC, man, is right there. I've seen it in person in Atlanta, Georgia. In Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know how to take this. This is supposed to be the black Mecca, and yet the CDC, you and the woman, nice-looking woman, look like she Asian fulfillment. I'm trying to figure out now, are we looking at this because they could unleash some shit? They already killed one of the black people in the CDC. You was on top of that one. What's your thoughts about how the CDC is this powerful that is known to be kind of like the black Mecca? What's your thought on that?
Well, my brother, CDC, man. My man Tariq, break it on down. Ain't nothing but another military wing of the government, man. Like I say, bro, I had worked at the CDC, man. And you see all them people running around with Navy uniforms on and military uniforms inside that building, man. And it's a scary fucking place, man. I heard some brothers, they was working at the infectious disease where they got them animals, man. And one dude that was working there, a monkey throw some shit and spit in somebody's eye, and they got killed, man. They died.
Now, let me ask you something.
Disease department, man. Yeah.
Let's go with that because, see, this is where I tell people you got to get your mind together. You watch them on movies, you watch them, but when you hear it in real life, somebody get missing. Y'all remember the black ass? It's a military wing of the government, the CDC. Y'all should know. I'm glad y'all on this program. Those who do not know this, that goes along with in the military industrial complex.
Mm-hmm. And CDC comes up to 10.
Yeah. So there you go. CDC. And 10 is a very powerful number. I don't know, those of you in math and Jamal, it's a very powerful number. So my thing to everybody who's listening, we're trying to make things simplified. We don't want to make it too complex, but y'all better look up all aspects of the occult world and everything. If you don't put the occult world and everything, you're going to miss this shit. You on the wrong show. Because the occult world is in everything. Every friggin' thing, from food is done by astrology. How you grow the food, by the stars. How you know when to grow, by the stars. This thing is all put together, very orchestrated. But here's the key, right? They about to turn to AI. I know you love black people. I know you do. But you don't heed the warnings. You don't heed the warnings.
Not my neighbors.
Yeah. I know you love them. I know y'all say y'all love them. I hear it all the time. Oh, I love my brothers and sisters. You can say it. What comes out your mouth has to have energy to magnify the word. If you just say a word with no energy in it, that means your body. That means the word is null and void, and you become what is called in the world of religion a hypocrite.
Mm,
what better group,
or a liar.
What better group to get to do the CDC than black people? Ain't they from the beginning of this story where Inky was in Africa or this so-called plain that y'all want to call Africa today, whatever. Isn't it strange that they even told you that gold, you know, that right now gold in these African countries, if you see the Chiefs, just go and put gold of the Chiefs of Africa. And just look at these motherfuckers got enough gold to weigh me down, the whole family down on their neck. And y'all think they in it. But here's one of the biggest, most, he warned you. He warned you. He actually did this speech in Africa. I played this. I ain't really heard it nowhere because people are scared to talk against this dude. I don't know why. Because he is from Chicago. All you got to do is do the Chicago Trail. You end up at a church, and you end up with some gay dude dying.
Biggest challenge to workers in countries like mine today is technology. And the biggest challenge for your new president, when we think about how we're going to employ more people here, is going to be also technology, because artificial intelligence is here and it is accelerating. And you're going to have driverless cars, and you're going to have more and more automated services. And that's going to make the job of giving everybody work that is meaningful tougher. And we're going to have to be more imaginative. And the pace of change is going to require us to do more fundamental reimagining of our social and political arrangements to protect the economic security and the dignity that comes with a job. It's not just money that a job provides. It provides dignity and structure and a sense of place and a sense of purpose. And so we're going to have to consider new ways of thinking about these problems, like a universal income, review of our work week, how we retrain our young people, how we make everybody an entrepreneur at some level. But we're going to have to worry about economics if we want to get democracy back on track.
Now, you've got a $3-something trillion bill for COVID that don't even go to the people, really. And y'all happy with this? Shows you could be a cyborg already, because the whole goal that Obama said was, we got to give y'all dignity. You know, a work week. 40 hours is a work week. See, 40 hours, see, it's a secret word. Four is foundation. That's why the old tribe of Judah people, he's a fourth son, because it represents 40 days and 40 nights in the belly.
Hey, dry bones. Klaus Schwab also comes up to four.
There you go. There you go. Klaus Schwab is where I'm getting some of these quotes from that Obama just quoted. Before Klaus Schwab got on the scene, Obama quoted it for you. He said, universal income, because AI. Klaus Schwab even gave out more to his conventions. He said, 40% must be gone. And they're working on that right now. All you got to do is go around your city. Go ahead.
And the address of that church, of Obama's at Trinity United Church, guess what the address is? 400 West 95th Street.
Oh, shit.
You can't make this shit up, bro.
You can't make it up. This is not a game. This is reality 101, and you on the Helios with your host, Dry Bone. We got so much coming at y'all. Y'all better get ready. I told you, we ain't playing with you today. Y'all heard your illustrious Obama, who I told you was part of the Communist Party. I didn't say it. His book said it. He initiated himself to Sal Alinsky. When you go to Sal Alinsky, everybody, you have to see this. If you are thinking, you may not be part of the remnant, because you ain't going to be able to figure this out without thinking. 5474, you and them Helios. 5474.
Grand Rising.
There you go. Go ahead. Gotcha. I was waiting
greetings,
on you.
You mentioned, greetings to everybody. You mentioned the ID. I mean, infectious disease, the CDC. Well, family, I've been on antibiotics for 2.5 months, and they nearly had a fit when they, five times, the facility that I'm in is Devon Gables for rehab, but it's actually a nursing home. Five times this facility set up an appointment to get me to the CDC. Doctor to check to see where my levels are. I've had titanium in my body since 33, And this last hip replacement, which the rod is the fourth one that I've had in this body. This is Mama AZ, and I'm calling from Tucson, Arizona.
Well, yep.
It created an infection in my body, and when they went in, they had to cut my femur bone in half. Now, mind you, family, I'm going on 70 years old. The doctor had to cut the femur bone in half, and they also found more infection. So every 8 hours, I was getting antibiotics through my veins. They put a antibiotic rod in my hip where they had to chisel the titanium out. So 5 times last week, they created an appointment that the universe would not allow me to get to. So on the 27th, the 28th, I told them, don't put that any more of this shit in my body. My body has to rest. And they're having a fit because I am not in there yet until the 3rd to see the ID doctor, the infectious control doctor. Family, what's that about? Well, since you mentioned it, I thought I'd chime in and share this with you. They are having a fit because they cannot put any more. It's your right to refuse IV or whatever. It's your right, but they are having a fit. So I thought I needed to share this with you. Can somebody expound on that? This is Mama Bonfire, Paris, AZ.
I got the lines up. I'll let somebody go, then I'll rehab. Because being in the hospital, I did not know that for you at this time. It's very scary for anybody. But go ahead, jump in, somebody.
Right here.
No, it's gonna fall. It's gonna fall, bro. Don't pull things off. It makes off balance, and I will stop it. Tell me where to put it.
Hello.
Yes, I'm here. That's.
Yeah. Okay, I'm bringing you back. Okay. Let me just say this because I don't know if family should jump in immediately because I'm telling you straight up, the doctors. I hope you got a good one. I really do. And I hope you feel comfortable with who you're dealing with. I hope somebody in your area, in your region, will help in that facilitate somewhere to see if everything's good. Because
that's what I was getting ready to say, Drybones. Because now, does she have any other like family members right now with her helping her?
Right. That's one of the things I need to know because I mean it's sad to say because I know family should come through doing. But when you said you was in a home. I just want you to know that, you know, make sure you have people who care about you watching you. And I don't know at that time who you have, but is there family near you?
No, my family is in Phoenix, and nobody really comes to see me. I have my Baha'i people here, but there are certain things that they do not understand. Thank God. One of my Baha'i family members, sister, Dr. Lisa Lloyd, she has my back because she's a doctor. And I refuse to go. I don't know what's going to happen, family, but I do know this. I'm in the process of delegating my artifacts, whatever I can, to other people because I believe that something is getting ready to go down. I don't know what it is.
Hey, Mama AZ, seems to me they put a defective part in you and you got a lawsuit. Okay, you got to jump on it real fast. You can just look up lawsuit.
Call me. Call me because this has been going on since 2009. I had
that's a long time. That's why I say it's family. Yeah. Family. That's why I asked you about family because 2009 is a long time.
I consulted with lawyers way back when I was there in North Carolina. I don't want to get into all of that family.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah, but we'll talk to you off camera on something because I'm gonna be honest with you. It's not much if you got to have some group that's around you in your immediate area for you to really bring some more calls and for you to really have a. I feel comfortable in knowing because It's so hard. Those of you who don't know this, know this. If you don't realize the group, hold on, let me make this clear. The group that most of y'all may have affiliation with is the medical field. The medical field is deeply involved in this because there's a lot of money in this. Now, y'all look it up yourselves.
Yeah,
right. A lot of money. Go ahead.
Hey, drop bone. See, that's why I don't like to give people information to try to help them out. You see what you try to dispute me? I've seen cases of cases where they putting them defective titanium rods in people, and they get infected and die, but she don't want to look it up, man.
But she, okay, she might die.
It's a lawsuit.
But you're not listening. I already have been through that, my dear brother. It's not that I'm disputing you. You don't know my history. Just call me. My brother, you do not know my history. I've been dealing with this since I was four years old. Okay?
We understand that, and I don't want to shift to you, Sister AC. I'm glad you called. I just want you to know. We will deal with that off camera, but I will say this: the lawsuit, it take a lot, and I mean you got to have money and you got to have the right lawyer too. You got to have a lawyer that's going to go into this with you who sees the same vision you see, because lawyers see money.
That's
man.
Right.
They're the in between group. So
hey,
if you don't have
bro.
Enough money, you don't have enough money to pay for a lawyer. And I hope y'all should know this: anybody with some decent money, know you got to pay some money, guys, some shit. If you ain't never been no shit and you went to jail for a period, you ain't had no money. That's period. You ain't had no lawyer to get you out the shit quickly.
I've been
seeing
commercials on television about people getting affected by surgery.
Nobody's going to dispute that. I see commercials about people telling me they can get millions of dollars off a car accident. But, you know, all I'm telling people is, in situations you're in, I can't speak for some region. It's like everybody in a different region. Her region is totally different from your region. And I want y'all to understand that. I try to explain this as easy as possible. Y'all keep thinking you ain't in the same area. Your governments are different in every region. You ain't able to do the same thing in another region. So we got to come to grips with, you can't tell somebody in California what the fuck to do, and you don't know they under some Proposition 84 and shit. They under some shit that they don't know, that you know or don't know about. Diabolical. They know how to take the 10 regions and divide them up now. To hate me.
I'm like Brother right G now. I'm the person I keep right. It's me. I'm not sharing no information to help nobody no more, man.
I'm saying, you saying the right thing, but you can't think people going to take the... You share information all the time. Everybody ain't going to be able to have the money or the go with to make it happen immediately. And I say this, if you're in the hospital, I feel sorry for you right now, because I don't think if you under a doctor in control, if you under the caduceus control to your medical body, you in trouble. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep this shit going, because guess what? We ain't even got hot. No one's escaping this today, because you might feel you comfortable because you could buy some food. You could talk shit on the radio or some shit. Man, this shit dig bigger than this bullshit we on. This shit about to take you.
If they haven't already started the food shortage in different regions, but they're starting the food shortages, they're cutting off the utilities, and
that's
it's all purposely done, everyone. I know
now,
we know, but this is to the audience out there.
Just keep talking like they don't know. Just keep talking like they don't know. Even the people that you are reinforcing minds on this line, even if you're saying the same thing again. You reinforce, because the mind has a repetitious mentality. Now, let me ask y'all some questions right quick, because I need to know every region on. Now, I hope y'all know y'all region. You just had a big fight in Chicago. One of them big mamas told Lightfoot, put her hand in my face. So you got black women. You got Kim somebody. I forgot her name. She a mayor. St. Louis got a black woman now as mayor. Now, if y'all don't see this connection,
the key thing to all the women is George Soros, bro. Follow the money trail.
They're
all being funded by him, the state's attorney.
Pimping easy.
That's what Big Daddy K said, huh?
All I'm saying to everybody, you ask the question. If you don't like the answer, don't ask the question.
Yeah.
Right. Don't act. Don't
problem. The universe got That's it, bro. Don't you put a question out there, you don't like the answer, it's on you.
Yeah.
Because the universe will give you your answer.
And the universe is pimping right now. And she using she using black faces, a black beautiful female all over the country. Kim Bile.
Pimping all over the world, huh?
All over the world. And I don't have a problem with that, but I just want people to see that we did a show. A lot of you women heard it. Some of you still have a problem today with saying goddess bitch. Now, I didn't come up with this.
Right.
Goddess bitch was what you called yourself through the star system of Sirius. And now they could use the word just like nigga. See, nigga could be used nicely. Man, you my best ass nigga. Then it could be used like, you no good ass nigga. Now, it could be used as bitch.
Sound like my mama.
Bitch could be used. No, listen carefully. Bitch be like, oh, babe, you the baddest bitch on my, oh my God, you the baddest bitch. They love that shit. But when you say you ain't no good ass bitch, now it's a change. See, you don't even know your own magic no more. Because
I had a woman call me a broke bitch one time.
That's right. Because she know you come from a canine. She know you're a canine. See, we got to get deep. Y'all talking about numbers? What's a dog? He's a canine. What's a canine?
I know K is the 10th letter. That's 19 again, ain't that 19? K is the 10th letter of the alphabet. Or 11th, I think. Okay, is the 11th alphabet or the 10th or something like that. So the whole thing
so that's
is 19.
So that's 9-11.
Yep.
And so
yep.
What a dog?
11,
a dog includes in K-9, 9-11. Who you send out to smell our shit? K-9, 9-11. See, but who? George Clinton.
Hey, you heard
about,
hey, drop on. Hey, hold on. Drop on. You heard about that dog that was rescuing people digging through that rubble in that building. Now the dog can't walk. You know that, right? The dog.
No, I
ain't
know the dog. I ain't know the dog can't
the dog
walk.
Dog can't
now.
Walk now. Mm. Your dog crippled now, man.
But hold on.
Miami, bro, the rest.
I'm gonna put that to what you just said. From fact, see the canine. He said the dog can't walk. Who the first canine got his bitch to take the vaccine? Wasn't she a black woman? Wasn't she a nurse? You don't see her no more. She ain't on no commercial.
From Jamaica.
Now canine comes up to seven.
Yeah, seven divine. That's the seven stars, the seven sisters. Y'all want to get deep today? We're gonna do that today. Okay, let me get some more of y'all. Out here.
See, well, you know they always have to take our time to manipulate us first. So
right.
They put us in the forefront because we are the people that can, obtain an official amount of pain. We don't. We can deal with pain. We can. They want to see if we can kill this virus. They're studying us to see because we overcome just about everything they do to us. We overcome it. So some of us don't, but majority of us overcome most of the torturing, sadistic, sickening things that they do to us on a 24/7 basis,
okay.
Where they have altered. With sound, frequency, and language, numbers, symbolism, to mentally manipulate us into killing us, our own selves. But we have to remember, since color has been put on to this, that all the shit they're using, we already done that shit. And so what they're doing is taking it and using it against us again because we probably have manipulated viruses and things like
okay.
that. Our bodies
so
have
we're guinea pigs.
Manipulated
guinea pigs?
All kinds of things.
Yeah.
So
hold on.
It's
hold
something.
On. It's question and answer time now. We passed 11 o'clock. We got to get some answers from all y'all. So are we a guinea pig species from the alien beginning?
Yeah, absolutely.
But see, that's
so,
the thing. You can
life.
You don't. If you allow yourself to be a guinea pig.
I don't know. I'm asking y'all a question. If you say you don't allow yourself to be a guinea pig.
Like I said, we could be genetically connected to these beings. We could be their, what you would call, or maybe they did make us, but we don't know because we seem to be making ourselves through the vagina.
so which
well,
is going
okay.
to be supported.
Well,
so maybe
might,
they're taking
and
experimenting on us because
hold on,
we are connected
hold on,
to the planet.
Hold on,
and
hold
that
on. Now, I want you to answer the question what you just said. You said the vagina. Now, if you are able to come to the vagina, now you don't have to come to the vagina no more. I mean,
hold on.
You on sent the DNA yourself. You on sent this yourself to me. They don't have to come to you no more. You know that?
No, that's right. They don't. They
Let's go there.
But now, looking at the number.
Go ahead.
No, real quickly, vagina comes up to two. You split two and a half, that's 11. 11 is a portal.
Yeah.
But like what the sister is saying now, with the Av and the AI, no, you don't have to. Designer babies just came to mind.
Right.
You don't have to come through no vagina no more.
Right, right. So that's where I'm going. Now who's promoting this? Now we did Lilith last week. Lilith said she. Now I hope y'all know this. The shot. Not me saying this. They say the shot is designed for fertility. So. They want everybody to be taking this because, remember, the whole goal of population control is just to make you not have any kids. This is a basic concept.
Well, that's infertility. Infertility, where you can't have none.
Right. So there you go. So infertility, if you already don't have infertility, what's the best way to get the next group? Is make them infertile. And that's what till is land. Till the ground. See, y'all think it's the ground and the baby ain't the same. 1300.
Yeah.
1300.
Well, do they answer? My question is, when I'm not looking at my phone, my phone always black. My phone always black. Everything start off with black, ain't it? Even your phone, before you turn it on, it's black. Screen black, ain't it?
But that don't mean that, okay, being black is great. I don't have a problem with that. That's plain science. But you get light. By being black, that means that, you what? The first devil. 1300.
No, you can absorb light. You know how to.
You the first devil.
Absorb light and reflect light. Go ahead.
You the first to see evil and good. So that should not make. That should even give you more infamous on why we blaming the wrong people. That's what I think. That's what y'all.
The only person I can blame is me, man. Hey.
No,
man,
no, but you.
Was,
hold on.
Me.
You Jesus. Hold on, but see, that's why I took. Now you want to get metaphysical? I'm gonna go. Ain't you Jesus?
Yes, sir. But whatever he did, I can do also. I'm still learning.
Okay. But we know what happened to Jesus, though. So something in the defect of the prototype, something happened. Let me go to 1300.
Yeah, what's going on, Drywall? Your boy, Dr. Juice.
There you go,
brother. In the building. Hey, well, I just want to say all due respect to the brothers and sisters on the Dry Bones Connection. The sister was saying about the titanium. Basically, they rebuilding her, you know, like the $6 million man or the Bionic Woman.
Bionic Woman, right.
But real quick, you know, I'm all about that economic game. And
there you go.
We were talking earlier about the cryptocurrencies and the sister said that was right. She was right about it's everything's attached to fiat currency. So. This cryptocurrency will go through a stagnation phase, but at the end of the day, we're gonna have to reassign or reattach our GDP and our currency to it. Got to be gold back, and this coming August 15th, 2021, will be the 50-year experiment that Nixon put us on in 1971. That 50-year experiment is maybe over, family. So I'm just telling you, get prepared, stock up your cupboard, stock up your water, your food. Don't get caught out here slipping, you know, because it's going to go down. And did you hear about, I think I seen it on CBS, they're saying that the vaccine does not work, period. So, family, I don't know what to tell you. We at the point of no return, you know what I'm saying, and they saying that if the variant, I don't even know, we haven't gotten the research of it, but did you get the clip that I think I sent you, Dry Bones, about Joe Biden when he first got in office? He was talking about the AstraZeneca vaccines and all of that and how they were going to ship these things offshore because these things, these vaccines are really not approved. And the Food and Drug Administration said they're not going to sign off on anything until 2023 because that will give them time enough to find out what the long-term effects of this vaccine may be. And so that's the catch-22, family. You know, what are the long-term effects of the vaccine? So all I can do is tell you to keep your vitamin D up, and you know, because that's what they're not telling the family members, that this vaccine and the virus was designed for Anglo-Saxon DNA. So I mean, if my family members are other than trying to keep it clean. So the vaccine
Hold on. I gotta ask some questions now. I'm glad you said Anglo-Saxon DNA, because according to the Vatican, the number one threat is the Protestant people of the Americas. Now, I'm gonna say this, and y'all probably be the only show. Maybe I am, but I ain't. It ain't the only voice that's saying this. The key thing that they said that's in this is called graphene oxide. That's G-R-A-P-H-E-N-E. Somebody, if you gotta breathe heavy, turn yourself down. I don't want you to hear you breathing. I'm going to say that right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
If you got to be breathing, turn your ass down. We ain't listening to that shit. That either you're coming. If you ain't coming to the mind, then take that shit down. We ain't hear that goddamn breathing. Now, here we go. Graphene oxide is the listed, not listed in the patent application, because they claim it's poisonous to human beings. Now, this is coming out their own journal, not mine, that graphene oxide, which should not be in humans, is being done. Now, this is going to be interesting. I want y'all to know something. There's people out there just like y'all. That's why I told y'all, we not alone. There is a remnant. I like the word escapee, because if you can escape from this, you can escape from anything. That's how deep this goes. But let me just say this to all you listening. I'm going to bring some more calls in. I want y'all to listen carefully. I'm not in your region. If you're not following your local government, then don't complain. That's just plain and simple. Because the federal government can only work through the local parasites. If you didn't, it's like
and that's your state, city, and county governments. Got to look at all three of them.
Right. If you're worrying about the federal government, you are a fucking idiot. Period.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I keep telling y'all, the definition of government is over your mind. Governmental, over
local.
Over your
that
mind.
That means your local. That means when they call you crazy, local. So if you don't know your local government, which will affect you immediately before the federal government, then that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Let me go to 7472.
One more thing. Also, if they're bringing out these new variant maps, and apparently most of that new outbreaks are, how about this, and I'm not making this up, are your Republican states. I mean, they don't even, this administration don't even try to, like, play it off.
Wow.
They just, like, stuck on stupid. They just, like, a special kind of stupid. Now, they just brain shit out, and they know that the shit is unbelievable, but they're going to say, fuck it, we've been getting them to believe this shit so far, so we just gonna try some goofy shit.
And then you just, hold on, before I take the next caller, because I gotta bring this up, because I love the call world. They told you, it's called the fucking Delta variant.
They're going through the whole Greek alphabet.
Hey, my man. Everything is a wave. The Delta wave is from 0 to 4 hertz, man. So they're bringing on more waves on your ass from 0 to 4 hertz.
There you
go. Look at what the Delta wave is.
Right. I mean, it's, ain't that the part of your Eastern Stars, the Delphi? Ain't that your fraternities? Come on, man.
And even Trump tried to tell you when he was, but everybody was talking about, this man's stupid. This man talking about drinking bleach. But what he was basically, if you were to listen to that whole spiel he was saying, he was talking about the ultraviolet rays. My family members know that we're melanated, so we have to stay in the sun longer to absorb vitamin D through the sun. But, you know, some of our Anglo brothers and sisters, Anglo-Saxon brothers and sisters, they go out there for 5 minutes, boom, they got their vitamin D. So that's why I keep saying the vaccine and the actual virus is designed to the DNA of the Anglo-Saxon. So because you really don't even have no business shooting that vaccine in your body because it's not designed for your genetics.
But and that's the number one group pushing it is the group that is that you're talking about, because now I see here in South Florida, I'm not making this up. Now the Hispanic community, a great community, full of a lot of history from the Pirates of the Caribbean days, they are now in line to get tested, not vaccinated, but tested. Because here's the key what they're doing. So this is your region. Being tested means that you still be able to say, oh, I was just tested. But look how many times you got to keep getting tested, everybody, to go along with the vaccination. See, they already made a class system for the so if you get tested, you're middle class. That means I ain't getting the vaccine. I'll just keep getting tested. But here's the catch.
Sounds like that's what they do in the VA, bro.
Right. I told you. It's a catch. It's a class war through vaccinations for the vax. Y'all, I hope y'all look at the word vac of the nation. The sins of the nation is the vac. Y'all are being vacuum cleaned of your sins through the story, allegoric story of the Azazel. L. And if you don't know that by now, you should just throw the fucking Bible away. 75474, you on the air. You don't even know who the Azazel is by now.
Greetings, John Bones.
Hey, that's one of them angels, though, man. Azazel, one of them angels.
If they don't know that, dude, if they don't know that by now, I just said
soldier. And the angel means soldier.
Hold on. Let me let the man talk. 755-7475. Thank you for calling the Helios. Thank you, man.
My mic open.
Go ahead. 757475. You on the air.
Drop on. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go.
Okay. How y'all doing? Good to hear all these familiar voices. Remember you said graphite?
Graphite.
And it's supposed to be they said it was poisonous, right?
Right.
Okay, so what is a pencil made out of?
Graphite.
Graphite. Okay, so graphite is lead, right? They call it the number two lead pencil.
It's lead. That's right, lead. Right.
And so they injecting it? Okay, they injecting it. So, I mean, that's some basic information. First time I heard that graphene, the first thing I thought about was the number two lead pencil. Back in the 70s, they started stripping the walls of any paint that may have lead paint in it, supposedly, so because the children were, quote-unquote, eating the paint. But that was mainly what I wanted to put in my little two cents about the graphite. We got to make that connection with the lead.
It is lead.
So,
and I'm glad. Mm-hmm. Oh,
Superman couldn't see through lead.
Hey,
John
Paul, can I get back to that? Can I get back to the Azazel? You talking about the angel?
Hold on.
I thought she was finished.
She just got. Let me. I want to ask her a question. I want to give her some questions about what we're talking about. Now you said lead. You hit on the nose. Now, I'm going to let you know, now, anytime you shoot lead in a body, you get Alzheimer's. Kids become what? They call them special kids that are, the movie that what's the name played in. They get these special brain because it creates a electromagnetic radiation, causes lead to go through the body. And guess
you
what?
You talking about Cooper Gooden Jr., radio?
Yeah, radio. And then one with what's the Scientology man? He played a crazy autistic man. Autism. Lead could cause autism.
You talking about Goodwill Hunt, man. Goodwill Hunt.
Yeah. He talking about Tom Cruise and Rayman. What's Rayman?
Rayman. Look
but
at the name.
But you know what?
Dustin Hoffman.
Y'all right.
Sister.
You know what? They keep showing you stuff over and over and over again. Sometimes we connect with Rain Man. Sometimes we connect with radio, you know. So, I mean, I watch a lot of the little sci-fi movies, and I see the whole pattern. The pattern is, and it's been they've been working on us as far as through the movies and the, some of the TV shows. Now, a lot of
That's
the TV
right.
shows
yep.
are so dumbed down.
Especially Marvel.
I just can't watch. I watched this Finn Gooley thing. I really don't like him because he have too much ad-libbing and stuff in there. But yesterday they had a show, a movie, and it's old. It's probably from back in the late 50s, early 60s, called the name of that darn show. It was talking about what it did is it turned the people into robots.
Right.
And right. what it did when the people died, they took the body. You had to get the body within 6 hours of death. And then they genetically change it and implant, you know, different strobes and things of that nature and turn it into a humanoid. They turn it
now,
into a humanoid.
A humanoid.
Was it Dr. Who?
Now, if,
was it on Dr.
Hold on,
Who?
No.
Hold on. Hold on. Now, you saying if y'all going to be having other stuff, I ask y'all nicely. See, that's why you say, see, you know there's always a mole anywhere. No one's who they really seem. I want y'all to know that. If you think I believe everybody who they are, who you really are, have no choice to say you could be a mole. Because we should never have noise if you know the play here. But to have noise say, to me, this is the reason why you niggas will pay dearly for being foolish enough to believe you got some power over this. Let's just talk for a minute. You on a show that has control by another entity. You act like you don't know that. Now, you know you don't have no power where you live at. Really, I'm going to get deep with you today because I ain't got time to play. They could take me off and I don't even give a damn no more. I heard Rob X got tired of your asses. I can see why. I can see why. Because you don't really understand what you're up against. Just because you're able to eat daily, maybe ride around your car or truck, whatever the fuck you got, you may be able to go to the hospital, probably already got the vaccine in you. For most of you, who knows what you got in you right now on this line? See, I'm about to get evil because evil is good. See, evil makes you wake up to the fact that you're a liar in your own heart. Not my heart the way, but you will die. And when your time comes to weigh your heart, let's see if it's cannibalized, like the book says. Or you travel to whatever you believe you're traveling to. You believe you're traveling to a new dynamic through your so-called conscious, harmonic love that you give. How much love you gave a motherfucker today? Really? You told somebody you love them today? Talking shit to make yourself feel medicated. Which one is it? We about to get deep. See, ain't no time to play no more. See, you claim you love America and hate America. How the hell that works? Tell my y'all get on the line. Tell me how you hate America and love America. You live in America. No, you some dumbasses. Tell me today, where should we go? All you so-called conscious, black, Afrocentric, loving niggas. Tell me where we should go.
See, I say go within, man. You go within. You go within.
Go within where? Hold on, hold on. Go within.
Yourself.
Let's go with that premise. I'm glad you said that. So we go within because we heard this many times. Love thyself. Okay, I'm in myself, but I still got to get up to fucking eat. So where the food going to come from?
By your energy, bro. You got
I want everybody to make a point.
And I
heard your point. You say energy. Everybody.
Right.
Can energy actually feed you right now if you want
to
eat a drink? Hold on. Now, you're going
to
explain, but I want to hear other people first. Your point going to be made, then you're going to counteract that point. We're playing energy games with voices. Let me go to 8554. Can you survive on yourself without having a food supply? Can you, yes or no?
No. I'm going to answer your question. Like right now, since I'm in the urban jungle, I don't have access to a garden. So I got to rely on going to the grocery store as of right now.
Hold on. Let me go down the line. See, I'm going to all the reasons. I'm going to hit all the reasons.
That's
Brett
Theories, man. Brett Theories, where people can live off of air, man.
Hold on, brother. Before I keep letting you
talk. Yes, you can.
Do you eat daily or you eat once a month? How many times you eat?
If I have to, whenever I feel like it, but really push come to shove.
You ain't answer that question. I asked you a question. Do you eat daily?
I ain't doing no argument, man.
Ask the question ain't argument. It's either yes or no. So you can't answer a factual question.
Yeah,
okay.
I eat daily.
Okay, thank you. Now let somebody else talk, and I'm making that clear to you. Let somebody else talk. 5192. Do you eat daily or you eat once a week? You eat, because can you sustain yourself by just saying this concept, I just know myself? Can that work for everybody on this line?
No.
Okay, let's keep it going. You said no. Let's go to 3. No, that's you. Let's go to 5473. I'm about to get real today because it's a remnant and we got to have some thinking going on. Can you live just by saying know myself? And I'm just going, where am I going to get my food? Because I know myself. I know I need food. How we work that one in it?
You talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Look, I have a garden in the backyard. As a matter of fact, while we were on the phone, I'm picking spring onions out of my yard, cutting them up and dehydrating them.
Okay.
So, yeah. But at the same time, I ain't got no cows and pigs and chickens. So I go to the farmer's market. We got farmer's market.
What you're saying is you're going to be a vegetarian, basically, that can only sustain just you. Now, see, most of the people online are always talking about nation, so I'm trying to hit all aspects today. So basically,
well, you know what? Honestly, I don't have anybody in my region where I can, you know, collaborate with. Because if I got a bunch of herbs here.
Fair analysis. Okay. I'm just trying to get a concept of everybody because that's where everybody know where we all at as far as you. So basically, people do got gardens. I know family members that got gardens big time in their backyard right now. But the question would be, everybody, so let's make it tough for you today. Question B is, all your lights went out from a roving, you don't know what's coming. Obviously, I don't think y'all know what's coming. See, if you don't have electricity because they did a Russian hack job on the grid, that's why they told you they're going to put money in infrastructure. We're going to go back to where it's going to happen. Y'all going to all be, infrastructure.
Yeah,
look up the word
had
infrastructure.
A whole meeting about that grid thing. They
still
did. I sent you that information, too.
Yes, you did.
See,
I'm getting all y'all information that y'all give me. I'm attacking y'all with your own information to make sure you believe your own shit. See, that's how this works on this program. See, you can send me everything, but do you really believe it?
What was that?
Now, let's go deep. If the grid gets cut off in Niagara Falls, where Tesla was at, say that grid goes down.
They could turn the water off and cut the grid.
That's why I want to see if y'all really understand the word remnant.
And I've been putting my water up and stuff because I know they get ready to fuck up. I know that.
Exactly.
I got my seeds and everything, practicing how to grow. But and people can survive food, but you ain't programmed like that. They program themselves like that. You gotta program yourself like that. Otherwise, you're not going to survive. I'm struggling to not want to eat. I'm struggling now to stop eating certain types of food. So basically, I'm fighting a battle, programming my own self to stop. It's a battle for me. It might not be for some people, but everybody is not mentally the same. So
Everybody's not even the same.
Stop right there.
Everybody that's lying does not have the same blood type.
My mindset right now, people are going to be trying to come up in your place, trying to rob you. They're going to be going robbing stores,
Hold on, sister.
Shit, that's already happening.
Hold on. I'm trying to get
you. That is so true.
Whatever y'all
say,
y'all right.
Y'all
right. That's the way it works.
We're just using your scenario, what you said, brother, to make it a bigger picture. That's all. We're just taking what you said, even though what you said was not wrong. What we're saying is if you got this belief, I want you to make sure you think about it on a 360-degree level where, yeah, I am into myself, but at the same time, I need energy from people. People are energy sources. That's why they're about to go to 5G on your ass. That's the reason for this show. You are 5G.
Well, hey, my man.
You said it.
You say some people energy, some people give energy, some people take your energy, vampires. So you got the reason with who you be around.
Yeah.
It's givers and takers. Hey, but I want to get back to this Arizelle, man, that angel Arizelle. Remember that movie, The Fallen, with Denzel?
Yes.
That was the angel that was walking around touching people and making them go crazy, man. Time.
Right. Azazel.
Jumping
into the body.
And he's in the book of Ezekiel, and he in the book of y'all know who, the Ethiopian prophet.
The one that was about the movie.
Enoch.
It wasn't from Doctor Who, but was it from Altered Carbon? When it was taking the people's mind and putting it into a synthetic body?
Yeah.
No, this was back in the 1960s.
All I'm telling you is, I'm just giving you the facts behind everything y'all saying, because y'all sent it to me. The facts show through science that you sent, Russ be sending a whole bunch of stuff, Black Guy, Brother Tariq, Brother Kwame, everybody, Anthony, everybody. Y'all all got different mindsets. And what we do for this show, we put all y'all minds together. And your minds all said you're going to be cryptocurrency. That's a fact. Your minds all said this. They know that if you take these vaccinations, you all know that our people have a certain amount of disease to create what they need to kill off the UN agenda of 2021. Y'all said this yourselves. So you know you're in danger. Your actions will be what determines your survival. This is not.
That's right. Action speaks louder than words.
Yes. Your actions will determine
and
your survival.
The key is, Drive On, kind of been experimenting with this economic credit social score, social credit score. So
that's
if
right.
you're not obedient, the type of 5G technology along with the Bitcoin, and along with digital currencies, they're trying to roll it out right now as we speak. The Federal Reserve is trying to roll out the CBDC, the Central Bank Digital Currency for America. And
we did a show to 3 years ago. I got the show. I did it all. Called FedCoin.
They put you on universal income stimulus, so you could be under their control. And guess what? Your stimmy gonna have a little shortage to it if you ain't been acting right, if you would not have been socially obedient. And that's
socially obedient. Yeah, thank you, man. Go ahead.
I just want to say that we can take back our country. United States is the world power, and everybody's watching us. And to say something optimistically, if we do not go along with this lockdown number 2 coming, okay, the remnant that's on this phone.
It's coming.
To stand up. Okay, we know it's coming. But what I'm saying to you is we're prepared for it now because we already went through the lockdown 1. We already know the mask doesn't work. The video that I saw the Dry Bones sent out, this virus has been in the making for about 20 years. Patent, CDC involved, the PPP, the Pacific Partnership, all these corporations are involved. This is a money machine for the elite, okay, guys? This has been in the making for a long time. Stop believing these viruses. Stop believing this variant that's coming in. To revolt, do not wear the mask. Do not, the remnant.
We're the remnant on the line that know it already, but the people outside of these lines don't know that. I've seen people revert back and put the mask back on.
I know, brother, but what I'm saying is we have to start talking. Brother, we have to start talking to people.
Drive
you got your vaccine.
Hold on.
You got the vaccine. So why are you still wearing the mask? That means you were lied to. So everything that comes out of the government, you have to be rational when you talk to people. When you yell, disrespect, and holler, people don't listen. But if you can maintain a smooth conversation with them and try to say, we can look at what happened, common sense. They're killing the small businesses.
and the name of COVID. Look at Joe Biden. He's not together. He is being a puppet. They put him in. He's an embarrassment.
Look at the town hall meeting
that he just did. That town hall meeting, he couldn't even maintain a conversation. Don Lemon looked just as stupid as he did. You know what I mean? So we have to just point out the facts to people. Wake up. Don't believe your doctors. Don't believe CDC. Don't believe the government. Don't believe these small businesses. It's more of us than them. It's only a small people that's ruling us over this fake COVID. Now the 2022 election's coming up. Why do they need a lockdown number two? So they can pull the hokey dokey again. You can't come outside and vote. We have to do these mail-in ballots that's coming from China. We as the people, if we don't wake up, you know, we can save our country. And if we save the United States, we will save the world because we are a small. And Nebuchadnezzar, that little small
thing. We're not saving the United States.
No, you can't. If you believe you can't, you can't. That's where energy comes in.
I want to ask a question.
Of America. We got to remember of. Of is a powerful word. The two letter words right here are very powerful. Of. America.
Hold on.
Let me
ask her a question because she said
of
something.
Of America.
Now, America's government, that's kind of like me and you know this, and a lot of us know this, America, corporation. America is known to be a corporation now. So that's not made up. So if the corporations are located in Delaware, the charter's in Delaware, it makes sense to have Biden the president now because all the charters for the corporations are in Delaware. Now, let me ask this question to y'all, and you first.
You're so right, brother.
If this the case, sister, then the black population voted, in your opinion, on their own demise, because all the work is in Delaware for this fraud, and yet the number one place we see for the fraud. And then people don't even realize a black man actually came up with the concept for expose the fraud was a black guy. So is the black people actually at war with themselves now? Because we try to pretend like we're
yes.
at war.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to reply to the sister earlier because she said, the sister this then, she said we can take back. But I'm telling you, my queen sister, I've worked in Chamber of Commerce. I've did the political correct thing. They got a certain remnant of gatekeepers that are over our leadership, our black leadership here in America. And so, like Drybone was talking about, you know, they don't understand that they're under a communist spell, and they think that they're literally by being gatekeepers and keeping certain population of the black Americans out, they think that they're actually what the Democrats are doing, they're replacing us. They're not really so much. So it's good that you, you know, talk about the conservative side of foundational black Americans here. But like Drive Ones was saying, we only need a remnant. So don't try to save everybody because I'm telling you, I've been there.
Everybody don't want to be saved.
Yeah, the same gatekeepers who stepped to me because I was an intelligent brother. And I was strong-minded, and I was, you know, I was masculine, and they didn't like that. They didn't like that.
Heterosexual.
So.
Go ahead, sister. Make your point, sister. I'll let you say your last word before we take a break.
No, I was just going to say that. It is definitely the remnant. But a lot of movies you've seen in the past, you've seen how it works is when the mass follow the remnant. Okay, so you're not going to save everybody. I'm not saying that. But there's enough people, and it's usually our white brothers and sisters. You know, black people always want to hold back and say we can't do it. We just got to go along with it. We just have to settle. But there's in this era right now, Trump got it between about 30% of the black votes and 50% of the Hispanics. So what you see on television, he got a lot of the black votes, but it's a lot of black people woke up, are waking up and moving to the other side. And I'm just saying that we can never give up. When you give up and you settle and say,
yeah,
I'm going to take whatever's given to me, you won't survive. You have to keep fighting.
A message to the remnant. The remnant is That the word is what is left. That means you left. Remain, survivor. Escapee is my favorite one. Escapee is my favorite one. Hey, let me take a commercial break. Turn your mic down if you got to talk again. See, simple thing. See, it's called the macro-micro. If you can't do things in a small world, how the hell you think you're going to make shit work in the big world? That's the simple.
Welcome to O Ye Dry Bones Radio, the show that brings an esoteric, allegoric view of the past, present, and future events in history. Like most other popular talk radio shows, we do focus on hot topic of the day with particular focus on current politics and the economy. Wow, this is our 7th anniversary, so we are trying to make big things happen for our show. So we humbly ask for a donation. So please go to www.drybonesconnection.news to place your donation. Thanks for listening to the radio show who brings you fruits of knowledge regarding our history and the talk show where facts matter. Your donation is greatly appreciated. Join us on air on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. with host Dry Bones, and Wednesday from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. with host Antoinette by calling 515-605-9343. To listen to our archive of previous shows, go to www.drybonesconnection.news.
All right. I want to get stuff out.
Hey, can I say something real quick, bro?
Can I say something right quick?
Oh. All right, him first.
Go ahead.
Him first. Go ahead. You first, bro.
I was just going to say quickly, I'd like to thank the sister for saying that, but we got to also remember, we got to keep, like, I thank you for bringing this up earlier. We're now all in the same area. We're now in the same state, same regions. So what I'm just speaking on what I'm seeing here in Illinois. If some shit really, 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 really jumped off, and it ain't going to be the black folks. It's going to be the white people who kick it off. And it's going to be the ones from downstate, the southern part of Illinois, not necessarily Chicago. I'm not saying that it is people up in Chicago tired of the bullshit, but the thing is, it's gotten so bad here. This has been going on for a while. The people from downstate, they want to separate from Chicago. So that tells you something right there. And we've been talking about this damn near the whole year now. So I'm not saying that black folks is tired of it here, but like I said earlier, as soon as the word was put out in the news about the so-called variant, you should have seen how many people went ahead and put their masks back on.
Yeah.
A lot of people haven't even took them off.
Delta. Now, say the name. Delta. Delphi. Delta. Variant. Now, go ahead, Seth. I'm going to let you say what you got to say, and I'm going to take where we got to go.
I just want everybody to know, beware of the GOP, because the GOP is for the vaccinated. To not wear masks. They're not for the unvaxxed or the people that are not getting vaccinated. The unvaxxed is those that never had a vaccine in their life. The non-vaxxed is the ones that refusing the vaccine because of them waking up to the scenarios of all the vaccines down the lines by doing their research. But the GOP may be fighting because they have went and got vaccinated and don't want to wear masks if you claim that the vaccination is supposed to protect you from C-19
right.
and
Makes
any
sense.
Other flu
right.
Symptoms that's supposed to come. But that, again, we all know that was a complete lie anyway.
Vitamin D, too, sister. Vitamin D. Don't forget about it.
Hey, right. I just heard Pfizer. Hey, check this out. I just heard Pfizer made $78 billion off of them food last year, man. That's Pfizer.
Yeah. Beautiful. Hey, beautiful analogy. I'm going to say this to all y'all. I love y'all. We're about to go into the second half. We're at the high noon. Those of you who stay with us past high noon. Hey. I told you, evil turns backwards means live. Evil. And love, just turn the word. Love means evolve. Y'all better look at these words.
And look at the numbers behind the words. Eddie keep telling us that.
Yeah. Eddie, that's why y'all win tonight. Eddie, no, I ain't got no problem with that. That shit is real. Evil, love, live, hey. Evil. It's the same word in a duality. Now,
yeah.
My mama used to say to me, yeah. tough love. I don't know what tough love used to mean when I was young, but tough love can be used as something to say, we love you so much that he got to talk to you in a different language. All this soft, perfectly that y'all want to hear is a
yeah.
drug talk. See, drug
right.
talk make you feel
yeah.
good. Yeah. Y'all want drug talk.
Hey, my man.
Y'all,
hey,
y'all the
hey,
greatest. Y'all the loveliest people in the world. No one's greater than you. You're the best ever seen. I just love you guys.
Hey,
yeah,
hey,
y'all
drop
y'all
on. Can I say something? Live and evil, it's the same word. Live spelled backwards is evil. Lived devil and lived with ED on it, devil, man. Live
mm-hmm.
and devil. That's the second
That's
word.
That's why I say it.
So if you That's are,
thing.
Yep.
Etymology
was my
four
thing.
And six.
I love etymology. And etymology will lead you to gematria. Gematria, etymology and gematria is the same. You know etymology, the origin of a word, you will see gematria is in the mix. Hey, it's time, y'all. It's time.
And live and evil all comes up to eight.
Yeah.
Same word.
Yeah.
Infinity.
Same word. Yeah. Yeah. I want y'all to hear this carefully.
Drive on. Drive on. That's toxic masculinity. You can't get in touch with your Nas X side. You sound like you was getting in touch with your Nas X side just then, trying to be sensitive then.
Yeah.
And time, hey, some more words.
It's
toxic
it,
masculinity.
I'm a Libra. We rule by the planet Venus. So, you know,
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, sir. I agree with that, man. You know, I'm leaving too. But look here, the other word is time, and you emit your frequency. You spell time and emit is the same word. Emit is one way and time is the other one. So if you emit that right frequency, you could damn control time. So y'all chew on that. Emit and time is the same word.
Again,
time comes up to nine.
You know we ain't saying Wes, let me get this clear. You can make you can send some information and make everybody think. That's why we had that argument. It wasn't an argument, it's a thinking thing to see what you said about
discussion.
A lot of people, see, you use what we say to make us think. That's why I got to bring questions, because
yes,
questions make the brain have to trigger. We got to trigger
yes,
the brain from what it's
All
in. And I know by being a person
yeah.
who had brain issues, you better realize
yeah.
if they control your brain,
because
yes, people say they hear voices. People say,
mm-hmm.
you know, I hate to tell people that you don't hear voices, because guess what? I found myself, you could talk to your own self.
Yes, sir.
And have an intelligent conversation with yourself. But you scared to say it because people say he crazy. But you know what? You ain't crazy. They got the liars to tell you was crazy because they knew the ones that was able
right.
to see themselves and talk to themselves. Now, I hope y'all ready for this. They got us played. Everybody on the line, take this energy back with you. Take this energy back. I hope everybody, we got 44 people. This line will always be lit up if it wasn't for the censorship. So this is what they want me to tell you. You better listen, because I don't know how long we got.
I'm the developer of linguistic genomics, which was the first platform on which you could determine the intent of communication rather than the literal artifact of communication. But we've also used that technology for a number of other applications in defense and intelligence and finance, and most notably, in the early 2000s, my company was responsible for bringing down what was, at the time, one of the largest tax frauds in U.S. history. We maintained a series of inquiries into every individual, every organization, and every company that is involved in anything that either blurs the line of biological and chemical weapons or crosses that line in any of 168 countries. In 1999, there were 1 million patents digitized by IBM. And those 1 million patents were the first time human innovation had been put into an electronic digital searchable format. We took that information and we did a very simple exercise using our linguistic genomics technology, where I made the horrific assessment that approximately 1/3 of all patents filed in the United States were functional forgeries, meaning that while they had linguistic variations, they actually covered the same subject matter. In 1999, patents on coronavirus started showing up, and thus began the rabbit trail.
March 2003, panic grips Hong Kong as a deadly new virus sweeps through the city.
In 2003, the Center for Disease Control saw the possibility of a gold strike, and that was the coronavirus outbreak that happened in Asia. They saw that a virus they knew could be easily manipulated was something that was very valuable, and in 2003, they sought to patent it. And they made sure that they controlled the proprietary rights to the disease, to the virus, and to its detection, and all of the measurement of it. We know that Anthony Fauci, that Ralph Baric, that the Center for Disease Control, and the laundry list of people who wanted to take credit for inventing coronavirus were at the hub of this story. From 2003 to 2018, they controlled 100% of the cash flow that built the empire around the industrial complex of coronavirus.
The World Health Organization has officially named the
novel
coronavirus.
The novel coronavirus outbreak.
The coronavirus crisis.
The World Health Organization
is a pandemic. An international public health emergency.
Well, we know that the coronavirus manipulation started with Dr. Ralph Baric in 1999.
The major characteristics of SARS, MERS, and SARS coronavirus 2, it's a good way for you...
Ralph Baric is the researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, who's famous for his chimeric coronavirus research. In 2002, there was a recognition that the coronavirus was seen as an exploitable mechanism for both good and ill. On April the 25th, 2003, the U.S. Center for Disease Control filed a patent on the coronavirus transmitted to humans. Under 35 U.S. Code Section 101, nature is prohibited from being patented. Either SARS coronavirus was manufactured, therefore making a patent on it legal, or it was natural, therefore making a patent on it illegal. If it was manufactured, it was a violation of biological and chemical weapons, treaties, and laws. If it was natural, filing a patent on it was illegal. In either outcome, both are illegal. In the spring of 2007, the CDC filed a petition with the Patent Office to keep their application confidential and private. They actually filed patents on not only the virus, but they also filed patents on its detection and a kit to measure it. Because of that CDC patent, they had the ability to control who was authorized and who was not authorized to make independent inquiries into coronavirus. You cannot look at the virus, you cannot measure it, you cannot develop a test kit for it. And by ultimately receiving the patents that constrained anyone from using it, they had the means, they had the motive, and most of all, they had the monetary gain from turning coronavirus from a pathogen to profit.
Developing and owning a coronavirus vaccine has become a biotech arms race with political overtones.
This vaccine gold rush is starting to bother me. Gold rush. Keep that in mind.
And so somewhere between 2012 and 2013, something happened. The federal funding for research that was feeding into places like Harvard, Emory, University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that funding suddenly became impaired by something that happened at the NIH, where the NIH got this little tiny moment of clarity and said, I think something we're doing is wrong. And in 2013, the NIH said, gain-of-function research on coronavirus should be suspended. The National Institutes of Health had a moral and social and potentially legal reason to object to research. But the letters that were sent to the researchers essentially said, you are receiving notice that we're telling you to stop. And now on the bottom of the page, we're going to clarify what stop means. Keep going. But when the heat gets hot in 2014 and 15, what do? You offshore the research. You fund the Wuhan Institute of Virology to do the stuff that sounds like it's getting a little edgy with respect to its morality and legality. But do you do it straight way? No. You run the money through a series of cover organizations to make it look like you're funding a U.S. operation, which then subcontracts with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The U.S. could say China did it. China could say the U.S. did it. And the cool thing is both of them are almost telling the truth.
Oh, yeah. You on the Helios, baby. It just got hot. You was told China virus, but you got mad at the prophet, so you slayed them. This about to get deep here. They ready? Let me go to 2899. I'm going to go all the way down the line. I got 305, New Miami line. Let me see if you're in there, Miami. Miami, you in there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother. You hear me?
50545. Jump in. Yeah, jump in now.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you. Go.
Okay. Well, I mean, this web is spread pretty broad, man. And in terms of like either the conspiracy theories behind China, the origins, and then you got these patent history that's going back to 2012 and 2013, whatever. This might be a stage process in terms of like leading into something much more cynical, it appears. You know? And I think the due diligence is like maybe in terms of it was no coincidence that they got rid of so many natural medicine doctors back in the day. Remember about 2 years before this virus popped off.
Right.
There was a strange coincidence that they were knocking off with these strange deaths of all the doctors that would have been able, or doctors, or at least specialists that would be able to put the clues together. And you had more lesser known but better educated doctors also missing, you know, or dying. And of course you got a popular Dr. Sebi, but you had others, professionals that had practices that end up missing for some strange reason. And there was somebody did put it together, but it went away strangely. But then that was able to be facilitated because now you have a control or heavily censored social media that's taking place right now, where they're actually controlling the data being released, or even censoring all of the Facebooks, you know, all the popular social media sites. So it's like it's really now a concerted effort to make sure no one discovers what's inevitable, or what's actually in the process of being, you know, implemented right now. And that's where it gets scary. You know, you need to understand we need to know what's the grand scheme. You know, is it the population control thing that we've all talked upon? Even you yourself when you went to the Georgia Guidestones.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. Let's go with that. It is the population.
Mm-hmm.
It's the population.
Yeah.
Now, if they shooting this, and if they tell the whole population to get this, that means that, think about it. In September, everybody, those of you who have offspring, young people going to school, if you are willing to sacrifice your child to Molech, see, the Cold War was always in my mind. It's always been. Molech, you about to sacrifice your child. That's why I homeschooled mine, because I couldn't do it.
And it's already happening.
Yeah.
Here, I'm talking about here and where I'm at, women are already doing it. Oh, my baby got to have a shot before she go back to school. Take them right on to wherever they got to, and it's being done already. Them people you can't talk to. Sorry.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, drop on. Tell them what Molech is. That's the owl, man. The all-seeing owl. Ain't that Molech?
That's the owl. The owl. That means I see in darkness as well as in light.
That's
Molech.
Same owl on the money.
Yeah.
That video really just hit home.
Y'all got the rapper, your favorite rapper from Toronto, Canadian, Drake. He made a Bohemian Grove shirt that y'all love. That's going to show you love killing your kids. That's Lilith.
Yeah.
See, Lilith loved killing the kids. I think
Boosie, little Boosie too came out with a
roll up the sleeve campaign. He was mad because Instagram cut him off about some LGBTQ statements he made. And did I put it all in the LGBTQP?
And you know what? What's that other rapper name? I'm glad you said that, brother. They have a Lollapalooza here right now. They just kicked that rapper name? DaBaby, some shit like that. They just kicked him off the line for some so-called homophobic slurs. They on his ass, everybody.
Go check out that boy's new video he just dropped. That boy was talking about Corona, too, in his new video. What the little boy you just said, little baby?
DaBaby. Right.
They kicked him off because his new video he dropped, he going off. He going off about this thing, lockdowns and all that. Somebody done touched him.
Let me get some. Let me get some more callers. I got some brand new ones. Y'all jumping in big time on this. I told you, just to the remnant. The word is a six-rooted word in Hebrew, meaning one who crosses over. And I cannot tell you what that means. It means what is left, what remains, survivor, escapee. The rest.
Hello?
No, you better find. I love the word escapee. But I'm going to go to 2899. You on the air.
Hey, what's up, Dry Bones?
Yes. Go ahead.
Good show. Hey, man, look, before anybody cut me off, please let me have a second to just say this. It's a good conversation, but it's a lot of variables going on. And it's hard to pin down one thing that you're trying to get across. I will ask you this. Have you noticed since the Black Lives Matter started, all the defunding, the killings that's going on in our community are not being broadcasted on the TV?
The killing that we are doing now is broadcast on TV?
It's not.
The killings.
I agree. Because it's black on black. So I got you. Black on black. Go ahead.
And I started by prefacing that with Black Lives Matter and the defunding.
Yeah.
Okay. And in these killings, you're finding that it mimics a lot of this game called it mimics a video game called Grand Theft Auto. Here's the crazy thing about what's going on. These guys are jumping out, shooting into crowds, and their target never gets hit. It's women and children.
Mm-hmm.
It's a storyline that's being covered up. So as soon as we get a Billy Bob called by a nigga or a cop, just barely ask a guy, black man, for his ID, we get a 15. Matter of fact, they're still reporting on the Capitol riots.
Let's go there.
There was no guns, no violence.
Hold on. He brought that up. Let me ask him. What's your thoughts on the Capitol riot? Because what's your thinking before we go deep into that? What's your thoughts on that?
Many of people on this phone is Trump supporters, whether they say it out loud or not. I was one, not because I like the man, just because he had something to bring different. And here's what I would ask you.
Right.
The way that any of those riders were dressed, does that look like a Trump supporter?
No.
You got a guy up there with a buffalo cap. I mean, it was comical. No, I don't believe
it looked like real. It was the Simpsons, man. We put it up there. It was a Simpsons cartoon.
Yeah, he was on the Simpsons.
He's on the Simpsons.
Well, I'm saying it's just comical. It's ridiculous. Here's something else I would ask you, Brian, to think about this too, bro. It's very comical. And I'm a Libra, by the way, too, so I understand the stress you guys go through. And one thing I can say this too. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Practical logical thinking is a hard thing to get people to sit down and have. It gives you a headache. I got one right now. Just listen. But here's something else. I won't speak on the cryptocurrency. I'm heavily invested. And the only reason why I'm not going to speak on it because it's a show Man, you know yourself, Drybone. That would take another two or three more shows. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to...
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Don't miss out, please. Yeah. If nothing else, if you ain't nothing more than a speculator, meaning if you like to just go and trade in the stocks, don't miss out on your opportunity to bring in some income, whether or not you believe in the technology that surrounds it. Go get some money. It doesn't matter. And the CBDCs, as that one brother brought up, they will be used for people who didn't pay attention to these conversations you're having right now. Those will be the people who will walk right into the CBDCs. And mainly because you got to keep in mind, the cryptocurrency is so new, there's so much fear about unpossessing your money over to something that you truly don't have an understanding of. And here's another thing I want to leave the family with, if y'all could just bear with me a second. We have shown a propensity to want medicinal, magical narratives. So here's what I'm saying. Even with our current situation going on right now in our community, I'm just talking about our community. I pointed out the killing that the men are doing, and we're seeing black women and black children die at the hands of black men, which spurs on that story of toxic masculinity. Mm-hmm. Okay. It helps this narrative. We have our women. I mean, I just got to be honest. You know what I'm saying? The men and the women in the black community.
Say it.
They're showing a real illness that cannot be solved with comedic sciences. So, you know, no disrespect to all my commission family members, but it ain't going to get solved that way.
When you say it ain't gonna get solved that way, because you know you gotta make sure we get everybody's viewpoint. I play the tape. Are you saying the women are like into something new? Because like, are they transformed into their original state? Because are they
the men and the women? The men and the women are hybrid right now. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
They
got us on different frequencies right now, man.
Okay. Well, I agree with that, but what I'm saying the men today are more feminine, okay? And the women today are more masculine. This is just really what's going on.
Okay,
and we're liars. I'm going to tell you why we're liars. Hold on just a second, please. I'm going to wrap it up real fast.
Wrap it up.
We spent our whole lives poisoning our bodies. You've been told, check your blood type, because you can't even consume. Everybody in the black community cannot consume the same foods. Because if you're an O-type person,
that's right.
Dairy acts like a toxic in your body. If you're an A-type of person, meat is a toxic to your body. So you got to first find out what you even are to determine how you're going to survive a fallout that y'all talking about. And I'm going to just leave it at that, bro.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. Now, you just fulfilled what Wes said earlier. See, that's why I love the bones. See, Wes said that you got to know yourself. So you got to know your blood type. You got to know what your blood can take, what your body can take, because everybody on the assumption that you on the same, we don't have my blood. My blood is universal.
All right.
So you don't have my blood. Only a few on the line might have my blood. Now, y'all got to look at what Mayotte means. Mayotte means mitochondrial DNA. Now, in mitochondrial DNA, the term is a lot. But unfortunately, y'all have forgot that you gave the bloodline, your bloodline, that you are now giving up, you indigenous of the Americas. The women gave it up. They had to sign the treaty. Y'all forgetting this shit, or somehow y'all want to forget it. Ain't no man signed the treaty. I don't know if y'all doing y'all research or not. Ain't no man signed the treaty to give up the land.
That's right.
And Chief Warhorse confirmed that, because she said the chiefs were the women, remember? If you really did your research, she was on the show telling us.
I want her to call me, because me and her, I lost a lot of numbers. I told everybody, please call, because remember, they getting old. Chief Warhol's getting old. She got to start revealing these charters and treat. She did so much already, but she got to go to the last stage. But we ain't got no choice. The old is dying. Unless they take the microchip for everlasting life. Now, this is where we're going to go into the story. Y'all talk about crypto. Let's talk crypto, man. Now, if I just told you that the patent is for you to become crypto, y'all ain't getting this? Let me ask you. The patent for crypto is you. It's us.
Yep.
It's we.
Yep.
It says in their own shit, they're going to destroy cryptocurrency. It's not me talking. That's not me talking. I read, y'all sent it to me. Many of you sent shit to me. I look it up. A team of us, algorithms tell you that you are already under control. I'm going to show you this right quick. Y'all on phones all day long. Let me just get this clear. I'm probably the only one of the few shows that's going to give you the person who invented this. The person who invented this is Richard Rothschild in 2015, a British lawyer created a virus detection system labeled as COVID-19 testing system. Now, y'all go look that up. Has any show told y'all that lately?
Hey, Bone.
Well, Dry Bones, the algorithm itself, because I'm into AI, I'm deeply into AI and machine learning. The algorithm is your behavior. It's just a repeat.
But who
it's
got
just
the,
a,
hold on. It's your behavior. But you ain't made a pattern.
It's your pattern.
Yeah, hold on. Y'all getting this all correct. Let me just get real with y'all. I'm not saying you're wrong, but you don't got a pattern. So somebody already did the research. You just learned off the research. That's what you're really saying to me. The research came from this man, Richard Rothschild. You did not do this. You can know about it from other altercations of you learning, but you didn't have the instruments to create algorithms. You know you ain't had no – you only heard algorithms because you heard other people in the tech world tell you this. You didn't come up with this yourself.
Well, hold on, Drybones.
Why would you even say you don't know?
I'm
going to
tell you why I would say it.
Because you never.
I'm going to tell you why I would say it. I'm going to tell you why I would say it.
Where your laboratory at?
Brother,
tell me the laboratory.
I'll
come to it personally right now. Where your laboratory at?
Well, I'm going to say this. This is something I can back up. So I ain't going to say no more than I can't back up. First of all, I have worked and been schooled. I ain't just reading books. I actually got college in my background, laboratories and stuff like you said, doing this in electronics. I understand the words, algorithm. I don't have to know this guy. I don't care who even brought it to light. What I'm saying is my understanding of what they're doing to you is feeding you back a mirror image of yourself, and it's a pattern. That's what rhythm is. It's what you do. Even if you try to step out and one day, hold on, let me finish. Let's say you love to listen to Robert X and Dry Bones, but then you try to break the algorithm and go over here and listen to Joel Osteen.
Yeah.
You think the algorithm
I would never tell you to go listen to Joel Osteen. That would be unbelievable. You wouldn't hear that from me.
No, I'm just saying people have been saying stuff like that. I'm like, well, no, I'm saying people have been making these comments, and I'm saying, well, all you did was led the algorithm over there. Now it begins to look for variation.
It's got
to
be a research.
I'm not
disputing what you're saying, but let's be honest to the people who do the real research. There's got to be a team that has the money and the instruments to measure algorithms, and then they publish it on regular internet bullshit. And you might read it and stuff. It's not new shit. It's really old. But you read it from somewhere. Nobody black in my neighborhood. Now, maybe you in a different. My neighborhood. In the Miami neighborhood, there's no black laboratory for me to go to see who is challenging algorithms. I can tell you that right now. Now, somebody got to be close. I'm not going to name who close. But algorithms is something that's produced by Facebook that all you have joined on to. Let's be honest about this shit. You've been on Facebook. I've been on Facebook. We warned you. I'm probably one of the few people who had to prove who they are on Facebook. I just got
if anybody looked at my last sent out about the numbers of people who caught viruses during the time of a lockdown was lower than what they claim should be, they actually said I'm fake news. So now I'm on Facebook. I'm trying to warn y'all. Y'all can believe whatever you want. It's not my issue to believe, make you believe anything. My job is to see that if you are a hypocrite in your own heart. That's not my part. That's all I'm supposed to do. If I die tomorrow, ain't going to affect none of y'all. Y'all still keep on. So that me dying ain't even an issue. All I'm saying to you is, if you're telling me that Mark Zuckerberg got a crew of young people from these great elite schools, Chicago, IBM, Stanford, they online measuring you through something that was not created by you, was created by somebody who knew algorithms could be used through what? A phone.
Well, this is what I was going to say to what you said. It's all, yeah, you're right. Hold on, listen, please. You're right. I wouldn't even deny what you're saying, because here's what you just pointed out, something that we talk about all the time. What is black people producing? You don't have no infrastructure. You don't want to build nothing. This is why I said the lie, the great lie is the black people who tell the story. Because you have Wes, hold on, please. Wes is a trained electrical. I'm sure Wes could qualify for engineer as well as a technician at this point in time. I'm sure he could, if he ain't already certified as that. I myself have
I'm going to say this to you so you know. We're not using what you're saying as far. I'm trying to use what you say to magnify it even more. Because we've been through a lot of – what you're saying is not deniable. I'm not saying I'm
– Okay, bro, let me say this, man.
We got to get people to think about what you just said, because if you said that
you got
the algorithm, I want people –
I'm
going
to give you a solution. See, this is what
the algorithms are. And you know the phone. Now, I'm going to say this. Eric Snowden. Most people wouldn't even know about algorithm wasn't for Eric Snowden. It was a white man.
Dry Bones. How are you using it? This is what I keep trying to say to you. It doesn't matter if Darth Vader has it or the Jedi has it. What matters is how you're using this technology determines what the goal that person is going for. Unfortunately, for us, instead of us being a part of creating this, and this is why I'm saying this, you have the blockchain creator, Kabanya Williams, who's out here every day trying to teach black people to do something in that environment that can take you from being a victim to becoming a competitor and eventually probably a competitor.
I'm glad you said that. Now, say the guy's name again who's the inventor. Say it again.
It ain't a guy. It's her. Her name is Kabanya Williams.
Okay,
She's a blockchain engineer. She created a cryptocurrency, guapcoin. But beyond just the cryptocurrency, she does masternodes, AI, and everything else.
I'm not debating that, because they use young black people all the time. They need us.
She's not young.
That.
She's in our age group.
She could be.
I'm gonna let you come in.
I just want to make a comparison so we get everybody on the same page. She might be old. I don't know her, but if she is black, that's just going to show you that a black person is making enough money to tell you now, when she know getting into crypto is almost at a detriment at this time. For anybody, unless they, because even though they say, oh, it's the best time to get in it, if you didn't know about this, if somebody didn't guide you into it, show you that you need a bunch of electricity. Now, how many black folks in the urban area got enough electricity to create crypto to you?
She ain't just trying to teach you how to do that. That's what I'm saying.
But we got to ask questions about this shit, because if they go
overall, though, this is what I'm saying. You've been around this industry long enough to know you watched computers go from something that looked like a small storage shed to becoming a handheld palm device.
Right.
Now, you've been around long enough to know this.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Well,
I'm saying that what you're saying makes sense. Let's go with the technology. Okay, now you just admitted that's going to go to another level. Now, the group that our people that's in this group that can go to that next level is basically celebrities, because the average black person in America cannot buy crypto at this time. So to promote this to them is almost like killing them, because they can't even get enough money to get
the crypto.
That's
what I'm trying to tell you. She's not promoting buying crypto. She's promoting you learning how to code, program, and do other things.
That's a different story. She's learning kids like that's our kids. Me and your kids are going to school and colleges. Yeah, I got that. I'm saying that the person right now who needs a break, who's going to go to universal income, that's the question we got to ask. What you're saying is fine, but let's get some perspective to hear what you're saying and to what we are reality. That tells the duality. Can our kids and your family and your people jump from what they got in retirement to crypto? Is that a yes or no?
Yes.
They did it with the gold.
So okay, hold on.
Yes, they can. You just asked.
Okay.
Can I chime in real quick with the crypto? Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, my brother. What's your name again, my brother?
Ramon,
okay. It's a pleasure to meet you, King. I've been following the fiat currency markets now for about 10 years. And what I found out is that Nakamoto or whoever the guy who came up with the Bitcoin, I did a little research on him about 5 years ago. And it is, the Bitcoin game is sustainable for a time limit. But it's just like any type of currency or any type of controlled currency. All we did when we came off the gold standard for 50 years, we created printing presses. So now your Bitcoin is the new takeover or the new printing press. So what you got to understand is that fiat, the Bitcoin is still attached to fiat currency. And until you learn how to get that fiat currency and then turn that into something tangible, like tangible wealth, like buying land, you know, buying assets that you can literally put your hands on. Because at the flip of a switch, your Bitcoin is gone. Any type of cryptocurrency is disappeared.
Can I say this, bro? Can I say this? Please.
Correct.
Now, I heard the way you just presented this. It tells me a lot. It tells me that first and foremost, you have to understand code is not owned by nobody. Okay? Code is a public information. That's one thing I can hear from you right now that I'm saying, even if you're going to speak on Bitcoin was only designed to be a currency. And because it works on that technology,
it's energy,
called,
just like you said, currency, energy.
Well, hold
so,
on.
So the energy
everything,
leaves
hold
it,
on,
no
brother.
Good.
Hold on. The dollar in your pocket that you spend, the credit card, the debit, that's currency. When you're in motion doing something, that's called a currency. See, I'm saying you're speaking my language now. Wes is on the phone. I'm trained and worked in this stuff.
But
it's
currency. And bro, anybody
so, I'm just giving you the example
exact.
That if you're
going to
make that.
Hold on, this has been the biggest argument. Let me allow me to finish.
Electrical.
What I was trying to say, my brother, you
electrical.
Have to diversify. You have to diversify your wealth. That's all I'm saying, bro. You said you're heavily invested in cryptocurrency. That's what you told me.
I'm not saying
you're
heavily invested. But you got to get people understanding that we can talk without having y'all ain't debating, but y'all saying some facts that we need to hear.
No.
Okay.
I'm totally agree.
Well, I'm going to show you how to turn your Bitcoin into property if you let me speak. I can share that too.
We did hear reports. I've listened to Wall Street too, and they're saying they're coming out with Fedcoin. China has already destroyed cryptocurrency. So let's not just talk about America. I'm a global now. If you're going to tell me only America, yeah, you might be right. But the rest of the world.
China didn't destroy no cryptocurrency.
China now is the number one. You must go through their currency.
Didn't
crypto.
They tell you America was going to be taken over by China? Let me give you an example.
Hold
they
on,
moved
on,
all
on,
those
on,
mining.
Time out, time
listen, please. I'm going to give
out,
you
time
your
out, bro. Time out. You ain't on some other show. I answered the question. Did China, with a fact, did they not get rid of cryptocurrency and they now must buy their currency? Is that a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. Now, we got two streams of thought. Now, I read the report.
That's not a stream of thought.
Hold on.
I can't prove what I'm saying.
Hold on, man. Let me talk to you right quick.
And the miners escaped from China and went to different other countries.
Thank you, sir. And guess what country they came to?
They got rid of everybody that had crypto in China. They got rid of. They got to go offshore. Now, you just said no.
They became
escapees.
Listen to what I'm saying. Time out.
I asked you a question. This ain't going to ever show you on.
I'm going to answer it.
If you're going to tell me, I asked you a question. If you say China didn't do it and we just heard they did do it, what that make you sound like?
Okay, let me tell you what it makes me sound like, since you want to put it that way. It makes me sound like I'm a man that's involved in it. So let me say it this way without you cutting me off. Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. Let me say what I got to say then. I will give you your answer.
Give it to me right now. And you better be
okay. Can I address it? Can I address it?
You got 30 seconds to give me an answer. 30 seconds. Come on, man.
One, the miners moving was not China kicking out miners. What they were doing was establishing their flag on your continent when they moved all them servers here. Bitcoin don't go nowhere. It's on a decentralized ledger that it doesn't matter where you at in the world. That registered server, when it comes online, it's registering. So it doesn't matter if people own Bitcoin that lived in China or not. Bitcoin is not confined to a boundary. That's one.
Now,
Hold on. I'll give you a second. You said I got 30.
The question
said I got 30.
And you got to answer the question. The question was, did China get rid of them through their own saying, you can't be here, we're going to give them our own crypto?
Cryptocurrency.
I keep telling you, you said cryptocurrency.
Okay. Bitcoin.
Right. Hey, you made your point. Let's get some more callers. 4-8-6-5-3.
Sure.
Let me hear from you. 4-8-5-3.
All I wanted to say, greetings, family. All I wanted to say was, has anybody looked up the words? See, I'm going way back now. Y'all up in technology like crazy. If you look up the word Jesus in Google and get rid of the J, it emphasizes on their agenda. Number two, they've been a one-trick pony. You can go back to the Titanic. Majority of the people that died on that ship, supposedly, were the humanitarians of the elitists. So this agenda that we're walking and experiencing is something that's been designed a long time ago. It goes back to the plagues and the Helios, Biblios, putting certain things, certain marks and all of those things over your door. These things symbolize that you are either over of the covenant or not. Just like you talk about algorithm. Galatians 4:24 says these things are an allegory. One daughter is bound and one is free. So all of these things basically go hand in hand with information that's right in front of us. The only thing is we're not taking the time, just like when we were quarantined. That's where your laboratory was supposed to be. That's when you're supposed to design exactly what you're going to do pertaining to what's going on. Yeah, they've been attacking the woman for a long time, just like in the 60s and the 70s. If you get that man out your house, we'll give you a check, money, and benefits. So that was their second contract with them. It's just that we don't understand because we don't feel and look at things properly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't turn the table around, just like playing chess with yourself. You know, you got to play each side of the board equally, you know. And it's just interesting, all of these things that's going on. And
no, but
everything is currency.
I'm not saying brother wrong, but we just got to call. He kicking hard. We want to have these hardcore conversations. We can't play no more. He mentioned according to what it said, this is supposed to be a revolution with the new, because it cuts out the middleman. If it does, we'll find out soon. If FedCoin comes out and they tell us that they're going to cut off cryptocurrency and everybody who got it will go into destitute, obviously there's a higher power. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. It's not just me talking.
And the joke, you know? in the Joe Biden administration, they already came out and said they're going to get ready to start confiscating money that you don't have a banking ledger on, where you can't, where you can prove where you got the money from.
Me and you on the same plane. I'm looking at the Inquisition. See, I go even deeper because I'm saying, wait a minute.
Inquisition.
Did you know you're under Vatican control? I don't know if you know that or not. Maybe you don't. I don't know.
Right.
I mean, you might think you might think you're free. You might think you're free. I mean, even if you think you're free, you got to be deceived somehow. Because how are you free and you in the system? If you're in the system,
and they're gonna hit you with capital gains taxes.
That's
so that's why I was trying to tell the brother, it's good to have some Bitcoin, but get in it and out it. Anytime Elon Musk can come out and make a comment and that currency get manipulated, it's no good.
But I'll say this in reference to that. They don't want people to create wealth because then if you're a humanitarian, you're opposing to their agenda. They came here to manipulate and subdue the world. I don't care how you look at it, just like a lot of them fools walking around with them blue numbers on their arm and they know good, and, you know, if you really do the science on it, you know good and damn well, all of them people that's walking around in America with them blue numbers on their arm was not in Germany during the time of, Hitler's tanks of destruction.
Okay, so, brother, let me ask y'all a question. Can I ask y'all? I just want to ask this. So with all the, I'm just going to call it what it is, sounds like a lot of demagogue, perspective y'all have for the situation. What is your solution? What do you propose we start to do?
I don't know what
it's just like what you're saying, bro. Everybody need to come together and put that damn piece of the puzzle that they have on the table and collectively decide what we're going to do. Because, you know, just like what people are doing, we could create our own cryptocurrency.
Get your weight up.
I gave you the biggest cryptocurrency. It's called AfroCrypt. I mean, I don't know what I got to do. I said it was called AfroCrypt. What you're talking about and what we all talk about is what the world's talking about. None of you are able to take over your area. With your cryptocurrency, can you take over an area? I don't know. If you can, don't answer it. Do not answer. But if you can, that's fine. But all I'm saying to you is, know there's an adversary that is looking at the same thing you're looking at. No one said you was wrong. Let's not get equal to
what if you and I knew how to encrypt?
All I'm saying is,
Jibon, what if you and, hold on, just answer this.
Afro-crypt.
I've answered your question. What if you and I knew how to encrypt what we can speak based on whatever, like the brother said, if we choose whatever as a whole, but wouldn't we want a way to privately communicate with each other so we're not broadcasting everything we do?
Absolutely.
I'm thinking war, man. I'm thinking war.
I think
I told you a long time ago. I told you I'm into technology. Even I don't even want to name it because if y'all believe y'all in technology, that's just your belief. But if technology got me and you both on the same frequency, you didn't create the frequency. So how can you tell me
no one created a frequency?
They're
just there to pop into it. You know how to tune into them.
This is what we got
to
talk about right quick. I want y'all to think a minute. This man just said no one, but you on a frequency right now talking to me. You ain't making
it. No, they control the. Hold on.
No, they tapped into it. That's what he's saying.
No,
he's right, Drive
On. Let me answer for myself, please. I know how to speak for myself. I know how to
speak for yourself.
They have the. Well, listen to what I'm saying. The hardware device that you purchase. That's what the patent and the copyright gives them control over. The signal, 98.9, 22.5, it does not matter.
No.
They don't own that. You can go look that up on the FCC.
I'm not debating that.
That's stuff
I'm saying to black folks.
Now, when you start producing
something. I'm not going to say you wrong. I'm saying to you is I agree pretty much what you're saying. But the part that we got to get over is you don't have the patent.
No, listen, I'm trying to tell you, you can learn to build your own.
I'm not saying you're wrong.
Hold on, brother, you
won't
need to let me give you a solution to some of our problems.
We heard about the patent. We all heard about the patent. You didn't know that.
I ain't talking about no patent. I'm talking.
Hold on.
I'm not talking.
All I'm saying to you is we got to come out this belief that we got this thing on lock. The patent came down through other legislations that we learned from other people. You send me information, I look at the information. But right now I'm seeing that even with our information, we are way far behind and what they implement.
Let me ask you this way then. If I create a pair of shoes, okay, listen, please. If I create a pair of shoes, the design, and I can trademark the name, okay, you and I are musicians, so you know I know that language as well, okay? Copyright ain't the same. But here's what I'm saying. Does that still give me freedom or legal right to walk on the streets?
Mm.
Damn.
It gives you, it does, I'm going to tell you this. I believe you got legal right. I say you got
Ramon,
legal
right.
Ramon,
that was too hard, bro.
That
was Mike Tyson
Right. It might be Mike Tyson, but in reality, you know as well as I do. If you don't do what this message is about, I don't care. That's what you got to say about all. If the government and all who fall behind it, you still gonna be implemented into this government, into this what they saying. You haven't made an escape route. Unless you made one for yourself, I do not know.
I'm saying to you,
because I mean, I hear you, and I hear a lot of you. I watch leaders go down big time. You ain't no Yahweh been Yahweh. You ain't
I don't want to do all that.
I just want to make sure you understand where I'm coming from with this, so you can go deeper with this. You ain't Malachi York. We had niggas following, they're still following Farrakhan. So what make us think that we should just
I can answer that.
Hold on. What make us think we should just listen to somebody who maybe got an idea, but the implementation take energy? You can't make crypto without energy. So you need, hold on. You need people, right? Now, if you turn into a crypto, not too personally, if they turn the people into cryptocurrency, how much energy do you think they would have right now?
Man, it would be an overload.
Okay. Y'all gonna talk about me? That's a Mike Tyson hit. I don't knock his ass out. You just say everybody.
I don't know. Well, I'm not
cryptocurrency
looking for all that, bro.
In an overload. Hold on. In an overload. That means you would have to be a escapee, a hell of a survivor. What remains of those who take this shot to turn themselves into cryptocurrency? Now, ain't that what y'all been saying? Now, all y'all got to be hypocrites right now.
No, I ain't been saying that.
Hold on.
I haven't said that.
Y'all tell me in your own email. I got them. Your own email says
you're going to be
cryptocurrency.
Saying that.
I ain't saying you, man. You talking about another thing. You talking about crypto.
No, I'm talking from experience, meaning I'm engaged in it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm talking from
I asked you to get rich in it. If you got rich in crypto, that's two
okay,
different
listen,
things.
Wh-
Knowing
why would
about
you
crypto
ask
and getting rich
that?
In crypto
not,
is
you,
like
okay,
speculative
that's not a
opportunity.
Question to ask. That's not a question to ask people. That's a target
okay.
on somebody's
okay.
back.
Okay.
Here's what
more,
I can
see,
say.
I know
on,
I got the lines
on,
open. I got the lines
hold
open,
on.
But none of y'all
I'm
going
to answer it. I've been trying to give you a
you
I've been trying to give you a solution.
You ain't got
no
solution.
No, you wouldn't let me give a
solution
when you ask.
Because you believe in something that's going to be cut off.
Open 7472, drive on.
It's going to be cut off. 7472. Now, if it could be cut off, now I want to hear from all y'all. I'm asking all y'all down the line. I want to hear about one of y'all. I'm talking to the regions. One of y'all ain't going to tell me the whole scripted story, please. You got to be kidding me. Let me go to 844853. Do you think cryptocurrency will save you and your family when they cut off your grid? Ask your question. 5-8-5-4-5-3. Can they cut your grid off?
It's just like Double Dutch, bro.
No,
you got to, just like they saying, you got to
no,
jump in, you got to jump in and
y'all,
jump out.
That's why you know y'all can't be for real. I asked you a question like you would do on any show.
Of
Steve
course,
Harvey,
Rabo. Of
a
course.
Family
you know
view.
The answer.
It's only one question.
If they call, if they,
you can't answer the question.
If they hit
answer
the
question.
Switch, if they hit
if
the
they
switch,
hit the switch
everything is off until
okay,
they turn
that's
the
all
switch
you.
Back
that's
on.
That's it. Stop talking. Let me go to the next caller.
7472, Drybone.
I want everybody.
7472, please.
I want everybody. Let me go to 3-2. You already spoke. You already spoke. 3-2-7-4. Ask you a question. Can you answer it? If crypto is so important, and if you got so much of it, you don't got so much of it, we ain't going to listen to one person. This ain't no one person going to save us shit. 4853. Would you live if crypto get cut off or not?
Yes.
You could live with crypto being cut off?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I mean,
okay.
You know, if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't have
okay.
ancestors. Our grandparents and great-great-grandparents would still be here. That's
hold on. I'm
just going to
ask questions right now. I need to hear y'all sign. Okay, you're right. You don't got to go into just say yes or no, and then when you, I'll ask you later to elaborate. Next one. I want everybody, because I'm going to hear this shit. 5192. If crypto gets cut off, is your check affected? Can you still live? Are you able to live if crypto gets cut off? That's the question.
Can you hear me,
yes.
Bones?
Yes, I hear you.
Call that noise.
That, I'm gonna cut him off because I don't like all that goddamn breathing. Go ahead.
No.
5192.
No.
Okay. Let me go to 5474. Can you live if crypto get cut off? Is that gonna affect you anyway in your life right now?
Is you talking to me, Jerabon?
Yes.
Okay. You brought the question that I was trying to press 1 to bring up. Now, everything in cryptocurrency requires electricity of some sort in
right.
order for it to gain momentum, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a test back, and I call it a test, back in, and y'all remember this, back in December or somewhere around the wintertime, Texas, remember? A portion of Texas went down. They didn't have no grid. It was like
right.
they were in
right.
New Orleans.
Right.
Okay. And
yeah.
there was another part of the country where the grid went down also. I want to say Kansas, but I could be incorrect regarding it. I think those were the tests to see how we would operate, or if we would be begging, or would we be self-sufficient during those
mm-hmm.
times. Now,
mm-hmm.
where cryptocurrency is concerned, definitely. The thing we have to remember is you, people, like you said earlier, somebody said earlier, people have to make alliances. People are meant to be using each other for their gifts
right.
and talents. And so,
you
have
you,
to.
So
you
say so yeah. basically. You saying yes? I'm gonna go down the line, but that's a
I'm
yes.
I'm saying no.
No.
If I'm
okay.
gonna be able to operate, oh heck yeah.
Yeah, you gonna operate without crypto? I believe
once that cryptocurrency come out and they turn the switch and thing off electricity,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
gas, water, everything.
I didn't hear nobody
if
saying
you
this.
Don't know.
Now you say hold on, because you made so much points. I gotta get more. I want to. 1300. Now you said when crypto hit Texas, when it hit Texas, I didn't see no cryptocurrency able to still function.
Well,
I ain't see it.
Wasn't that able to function?
It couldn't function. So how that gonna function if it go out? What they go? It's the same as fiat. Let me go to 74.
That's right. Because when you go to the grocery store with your fiat, if
ain't nobody got no goddamn crypto at the
work?
Grocery store. Publix, my grocery store do not take crypto. Okay, so let me
right.
get that clear to everybody. 7472, you on the line. This is about facts. Facts matters on this program. 7472.
Yes, I would survive with no crypto.
Yes, you could. Thank you. 7574, can you survive if the grid go down and there's no crypto in your account? Can you still survive? Okay, you don't want to answer. Scary people. 7 3 2. See, I know the scary people. It's a lot of scary people. See, the one thing about black folks, they really are scary. They don't want to really do much work to get freedom.
Drop on.
When they get
drop
a,
on.
When they get,
me.
When they get a universal income check from the government that they are. You know how many blacks are getting a check and is happy not to go to work?
Drop on. You
okay,
skipped me. 1300.
Go ahead.
Heck no, you won't be able to survive. And like the sister say, the lights went out in Texas, and when they came back on, Robin Hood investors had done took off with all the money. Crypto had done dropped about 30,000. So, like I say, these people, they control it, and they manipulate it, and they control the market. And we just got to get our weight up, because at the end of the day, you get that land, get your weight up, and get some minerals. They need you to run everything. So that's why China taking over with those semiconductors, because he who owns the land controls the world.
Yeah, and here's another thing. Crypto don't have no land. Hold on. If Crypto don't have any land, I'm glad you're talking because you in the real estate. If Crypto don't have no land value, ain't backed by silver, ain't backed by gold, but it's backed by electricity. Now, right then and there shows me through Tesla, I can cut the electricity off. So then what do I have is the question to you cryptocurrency people who telling our people this shit and then ain't got no real, you talk about you got a, somebody just said they had a solution. What's the solution if the electricity get cut out? Tell me that one.
I want Ramon to answer it. I sure will. Because, see, you didn't went and took the, you didn't hijack the whole content of what I was saying. You know you did. Because what happened is, yeah, I was trying to tell you the use cases that you can do, like leverage it, because people are doing that. They're taking fiat, going in, getting some profits, coming back out with fiat. So to answer the brother that talked about taxes, if you're going to convert your money back into a property that's owned by the constant or by y'all USA that you keep talking about, the money, the cash with the serial numbers on it, then you're subject to every rule in the terms and agreements. That's what a contract is about. But if you stay in that environment, that's right there in the IRS language, because you could have, if you had read that, you wouldn't have said that statement. And here's a solution for you. I just kept saying it. If you learn to build your own infrastructures, Thomas and I had a show on devs talking about mesh systems. That's independent of these people's airwaves. But you're lazy. That's the lie that you won't break. You reject anything that's good for you, and you talk about people that try to bring these things. That's why they shut up.
Well, real quick, I was actually agreeing with you. I was agreeing with you about the Bitcoin. I wasn't debating about Bitcoin.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Why you won't build a
or cryptocurrency?
Why you won't
cryptocurrency?
No, let's take the cryptocurrency out.
I agree with you, brother.
Why won't you create your own cell phone? Why won't you do that? Hold on, time out.
How you gonna create a cell phone and you need the rare earth minerals to be
mine?
I'll send you the link.
You can buy
you
the
can
part.
Send link.
You can buy the part.
Are you invest? Hold on.
I sure will.
Are you invested in the company? Because before you start talking about this shit, are you invested?
I just told you I'm invested in this type of stuff.
Well,
if you want
to
get involved,
I'll send you the link. You ain't
on
here talking some shit that make us think you're talking this shit.
Hey, man, I'm willing to
show
you my
I'm willing to show you my portfolio. I'm not talking against you.
I brought you on the show. I'll let you talk
a
lot.
I'm willing to show all y'all my portfolio.
I'm saying to you is, you and Bev, well, you and Bev should have an infrastructure where y'all should be lucrative right now. Is that correct?
Right.
Hey, man, I just told you I'm investing in it because talking with y'all,
I'm
like,
you said,
hey, I'll buy some hardware here.
Before you come on here, have you bought
I haven't bought no land with mine. No, I haven't bought any land. But people are.
Okay,
that's the truth.
That's what I'm going to say. Dude, I don't mind people being
on. No, you didn't ask me what I
bought. We in real estate. We in real estate. I'm not saying, now, I ain't say crypto can't buy real estate. They done brought a bunch of shit. I said when they cut the crypto off, then you only have your assets, right? Right?
Okay, that's going to be hard
there,
too.
So if you brought, I'm just trying to make it clear to people because I don't want to think we arguing about real shit. So if you brought crypto and they cut it off, you brought land, you brought gold, you brought silver, what you actually saying is use your crypto responsibly to buy what? Tangible goods. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you can. I can go to Lowe's right now. Hold on, listen. I'm gonna share with you. I'm gonna put y'all up on some game. Since Drybone keep trying to challenge this, I'm gonna give you a real world scenario. You can do this for yourself, okay? No, I'm just saying. Do you want me to give out a solution since you say crypto can't be used for tangibles? Because I can show you it can. You can go to Lowe's and buy wood. You can go to the clothing store. You have been listening.
Didn't we do a show that the buildings fell because they want to make Miami crypto? Have you been listening or not? I don't know if you've been listening or not. I know about crypto. I'm not dumb to this shit. They are having a convention. They had it here. The buildings collapsed after they realized that, wait a minute, we got to get this shit immediate. So my question to you is, it's a world of crypto. Now, how much crypto you got is your own business. I don't even need to know. It don't even make me no difference. If you ever use crypto to save your family that you love, your kids that you should love,
yeah,
that's fine. Then do that.
If I need to go to the grocery
that's
store,
it.
I can do
but
that right now.
You ain't
going
to be able to save every region. You can't save my region with your crypto. You
I didn't even say, hey,
Jesus
brother.
God. All I'm saying is it's a personal thing. It's not about
I
you
didn't say it's
able
the
to
only
save
thing.
A nation with this shit. You can't save a
I never said it's the only
crypto.
Thing. I never said it's the only thing, Dry Bones. I said,
brother,
hey,
Dry Bones, respect Dry Bones.
I'm not saying you are. I'm making so people know. See, your thing is you want to hear you sound good. I'm bringing out 360. Your summation.
No, man, I think we should start building,
be,
bro.
Your summation.
I think we should start building instead
entire.
Of running our mouth. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I'm not running
how
my
about
mouth.
Picking
you
up
don't
a
know
hammer
what I got. You don't
and
know
a
what
screwdriver
I got. Like
and
I don't
some
know what
wood
you got.
And start erecting some of these facilities so you
you're
can't
not,
put yourself
you
would have
been dead already.
Dry
if
bones.
You had enough crypto. Crypto now, you know the guy from Buffalo is the crypto king from Buffalo, my state. You, did you know
well,
that?
I just started investing in it last year, barely, in
okay,
November.
Then,
so it ain't like
even,
I had planned to come
okay,
in.
Then, okay,
I
right,
didn't plan to get rich
phone.
Overnight,
that's
okay?
A, I'm
the
not
stock market don't make
don't
you rich
you
overnight.
Think I'm
so why would
about.
You even talk
I'm
to me
I'm not debating
like that?
You.
I think,
I'm just
but
bringing
you're being
a
foul about it, bro.
I'm
bringing
a conversation. No,
I think you're being foul about it.
Because
what you're not doing is encouraging financial education and stuff like that. See, that would be important.
Dry bones.
Okay.
Can I say
all y'all got your lines open. Are y'all willing to hear this one person talk, or y'all that zombie that y'all can't come in? Yeah, because y'all know y'all ain't even
want
to
come in.
Come on in.
Dry bones.
Because I want to hear. Do y'all believe?
Dry bones.
Hold on. I need to hear from everybody. Do y'all believe that crypto is a savior to your financial freedom? And if that's the case, then he's a voice for Bev and the rest of them. I'm bringing in. Some type
oh,
of let's
man.
Look at everything because I
okay,
don't think
dry bones.
Go ahead. Well, are you still talking?
Correct.
Or we got somebody else? Well, you got somebody else?
No, that's 7472. I like to hear what he has to say.
This 1300, my brother.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you about the cryptocurrency.
I
want to
hear one.
Thing.
I can't
it
hear one
good.
Thought
oh,
about no damn
shit.
Crypto, and you only been in for
dry
one
bones.
Year.
Could I share in this because what we're talking about is algorithm. If you understand the history of what algorithm derived from, 3000 B.C., the Persian scientist, astronomer, mathematician, Abdul Muhammad Musa, is the father of algebra, which created the language. What you're talking about is the algorithm that was created by people that look like us in the science. Because
okay,
it came
that's
out of
fine.
This.
You said Musa.
Then
you said
but let me finish it. The thing that is more valuable, you're talking about gold and silver, what's on the market on Wall Street right now that's worth more than gold and silver and platinum is melanin. And what they're looking at is harvesting the melanated people in which we are talking about this battling with each other, and they're harvesting
I'm
our children
battling.
And us when they shoot us
down.
I'm
asking you a question. Now, I'm asking you a question. I gave you a chance to say this, and I'm going to hear you. If you're going to tell me, and I'm supposed to be this stupid and this dumb,
I didn't
tell
say
me
that.
Hold on. Just let me talk. I'm not saying you say anything. We're trying to bring a thought pattern that got to be changed. You just said that melanated people. What better people to know themselves, because that's what Wesley said, know themselves would be these melanated people. So if these melanated people are willing to do genetic engineering on themselves, then we will be the first one to create what?
But
we,
what did they say in the clip?
Black
you, play?
Folks, you just said black folks are the first ones now. Now, why can't you accept the fact if black folks are the first ones to create this type of technology, then we must have been the first ones to what?
To know it ourselves.
And no, to exploit it. If you learn something first, then you will learn how to exploit it, wouldn't you?
No, when you learn in mathematics,
no.
You understand
on,
science,
time
astronomy,
time
and
time
math.
Time out. You tell me black folks who made the technology ain't nothing on earth.
I didn't
them.
Say make.
Hold on. You just, oh, yes, you did. Yes, you did. Don't lie. You said black folks was the first ones to learn how to do all this. Ain't that what you said?
The historical science, astronomy, and mathematics came
right.
from us. Yes.
I just said that. Am I making something up? Did I just say that? Am I talking Spanish to you? I said, we the first. So that means if you're the first, why can't you come to grips that you exploited your own knowledge first?
Okay, and the part that I said, that what did the Latin do? Who is the Latin? You already said
Latin black
church.
Folks.
When the
Latin,
Latin
is black
when
people.
We gave
Latin
to,
is black people, brother. Latin is black. Latin is not the Spanish that we know today. Latin is a secret language. You know, both I know this. Came from Fezzes. Came from the Moors. Now, if you exploit your own self, what do you expect to happen?
Bastard kids.
Yeah, he can't answer that. He can talk all this other stuff. He can't answer that one. Go on Bev's show with the bullshit, y'all. Don't come on this one. See, this is a different show. Much different. I ask questions that are deep in thought because we think about what we say when you talk about facts. The facts show.
But when
you
said
are,
the fact that you,
no,
you said.
You all just said.
You,
no, you all just said. You all just said. Blacks are the first to do this, first to do that, but not to do evil. Ain't that amazing that you wouldn't think that?
And the part that I'm saying is that I didn't say nothing about evil. You brought that in.
Oh,
the
so,
part that
no,
I said
you don't
want to
say nothing about evil because it makes your story sound believable. Because, see, you sound like a communist. See, a communist would take a fact and twist it. So you're saying that blacks were first in learning astrology, mathematics.
Hold on.
Inside. So we didn't know about DNA. We didn't know about DNA manipulation.
Yes, we probably did. Yeah.
Okay, we probably did now. Probably. He don't put probably in there. Let's get deep, y'all. I'm ready. I'm ready for all y'all today because, see, you're going to experience this regardless if I die tomorrow. You will experience what you're gonna experience, regardless of what I say. Let me hear from all y'all. Y'all gonna escape this like the remnant? Y'all got a plan? Tell me how to escape this, everybody. That's what the show's about. What's left? How are you gonna be left and survive or escape? Since y'all are into the so-called remnant, y'all into all this numerology, six symbols. Tell me how you're gonna escape this. That's the solution I want, brother, that you claim you was given. Give me a solution to be a escapee, a survivor, what's left that remains, and what's left. Tell me how to do that.
Ain't no asking me.
You ask Bev that shit. I'll ask the question. How you escape from what you just told us all about?
How you escape? By using your ancestral science.
Okay. Okay, there you go. Next one. How do we escape?
You got to be the lender and not the borrower.
There you go. Good one. How do we escape? Next one.
Vibrate higher. Your own
vibrate
internal
higher.
Technology.
I like that. Okay, vibrate higher. Let's keep it going. I got all your lines open. No, notice you can't answer these good questions, though. You want to go on them dumb shows? Go ahead and go. Answer the question. How did we escape from the word remnant? Survivor, escapee, the rest, what remains if you took a COVID shot? I don't even know. But go ahead. How are you going to escape all this? Let me hear this. Line's open.
We didn't hear your answer, Jawbone.
I know you want to hear my answer, but you know what? I don't give some answers. See, the answer is you're not in my region. I'm not in yours. Your reason, you ain't paying no attention to probably because you're too worried about what we all saying on these type of entities. Your region is your most important area. If you don't know what's going on in your zip code, your locale, your local, then you're really wasting your own energy trying to figure it out. If you ain't involved in your own living, then what am I to tell you if you ain't in region four? Region 4, ruled by Atlanta. Region 5, ruled by Chicago. Region 2, ruled by New York. And you don't even know your own capitals, practically. And you supposed to argue with me about cryptocurrency.
The King Alfred plan is in full effect, man. I just want the family to know that, man.
It's in full effect.
I hate that sometimes we debate and we make it seem, but we're learning from each other, family, and all of us.
No, we are.
We love each other.
We are.
And so,
but
the King
mama told me
plan,
a long time, it's tough love. It's tough love. I ain't doing this. Ain't like y'all making me rich. So I do this out of love. Ain't like I'm getting a goddamn siphon from anybody. I do this out of love because it's so imperative that you realize how deep this shit goes, that you may play a part in it. You surely do. Your voice is on this radio station. It's heard by lots of people, believe it or not, because they wondering what they saying, that black folks having a conversation for the first time about every subject that you have virtually been indoctrinated with. Now let's go to the next level. You are a virtual robot.
Yeah, you got to, man. You got to, like, you don't have the luxury of being scared right now, man. Well, what all is going on, like,
drop off said. If you scared.
Right now, they tried to tear down their presidential palace in France. The people tired, man. I seen in Ghana, the government dropped rice on the streets. The people starving and everything. The people took the rice and put it back on the government trucks and say, we don't want no more rice. We tired of this.
Hey, anytime the Grand Orient, we told you it's France. France connected to Haiti. They don't kill the Haitian president. Ain't nobody down here talking about that shit. They talking about, I'm going to tell you what they're talking about in region 4,
and,
my region. They talking about
and
Cuba.
And Clinton got control of all the resources, isn't that
Venezuela, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua is the only two parades going down here in South Florida. We're the Haitians.
That's everybody. That you just named, Drybone, are the people that are trying to implement the gold standard back into their monetary systems.
There you go.
Everybody is being persecuted right now.
Yeah.
China, some of the Mideast states like Iran. These people are loaded in gold. Go look this up, family. Bank Melly, like I was telling the brother, I trade Forex exchange, bruh. I do foreign exchange. I've been in the financial game for a long time, bro, and I'm telling you, everything is manipulated right now, bro. Do not let them fool you. If they can have digital access to these financial markets, they can be manipulated. You hear them, they trying to roll in the damn, all the hacking and stuff and the cyber warfare. They coming in right now. They trying to wake us up, man. But we on some goofy shit right now, man. We just want to be seen.
We on Afrocentricism. We on Afrocentricism.
Yeah.
Don't want to hear about none of that.
Yeah.
Everything we do, and anybody tell me everything blacks do is good, got to be on something, man. Ain't no way you can tell me we did all this, we good, we didn't create slavery, we the first slave. Anybody believe that we the first slave, you better run away from it. Because that's a lie. Ain't no blacks were slaves first. That's a lie. But if you believe that, that's on you. I can't make you believe what you believe. If you love lies, that's what your Bible says, you lovers of lies. I believe that now. I see it. It's not even believe, it's a fact. The Bible ain't what you
and that's
say
why
it
they,
is.
And that's
the
why
Bible
they pandering to us with this Democratic thing. They pandering to us like, I care about you being done wrong and this and that. And they trying to make us decide whether we want to be Republican or Democrat, when at the same time, they really like the same people. And we fall.